Now on 950 ESPN, we bring you Penn basketball against Wagner. Saw the Fanatic Hour on 97.5 The Fanatic and Penn-Wagner basketball on 950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
Near left side, kick out Gordon. Just the three to go. Doherty has a hole near left side. Goes left, right, attacks on two. Kick out Belcourt for three near left. He locks in. A steal. Cartwright to the rack. Rocks the rim. With the right hand, he jams. And a pass. Bernardini in lane. One-on-one Williams to the 10 for the tie. And it for Bernardini. Near right, Rosen. First three.
University of Pennsylvania men's basketball in its 115th season is on the air. Penn men's basketball on the Penn Sports Network from Nelligan Sports is presented by Bank of America, Bank of Opportunity, Coca-Cola and Coke Zero, real Coke taste, zero calories, Independence Blue Cross, here for you every step of the way. Holiday Inn. Look again at Holiday Inn Historic District for your stay in Philadelphia. Kindred Healthcare. Kindred Hospitals dedicated to hope, healing, and recovery. PICO. We put our energy into you. Penn Orthopedics. Ranked best in the region by U.S. News and World Report. Now, with full court coverage, former Quaker, three-time letter winner for the red and blue, Vince Curran, and the play-by-play voice of Penn men's basketball, Brian Seltzer.
The Penn Quakers off to their best start in six seasons, and they have to keep rolling right in to the Thanksgiving holiday. Tonight, a non-conference game with a really neat twist to it. Penn captain Zach Rosen and his team taking on a Wagner College program run by Zach's former prep school head coach, Danny Hurley. With that, from the Palestra, capacity 8,722 on the campus of the University of Pennsylvania in University City, this is Penn men's basketball. Good evening, along with our studio coordinator, Betsy Deming, and my partner, the Vin Man, Vince Curran, Brian Seltzer on site. Vin Man, happy Seltzer. Thanksgiving week to you and your family.
To you as well, Seltzer.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Tonight's 7:03 tip-off time between the 3-1 Penn Quakers out of the Ivy League and the 3-1 Wagner Seahawks from the Northeast Conference. Second straight game for Penn against Northeast Conference opponent Jerome Allen up against Danny Hurley. Vin Man, the Penn Quakers, two wins in a row. Awfully good first four games for this program.
Yeah, I think that Robert Morris win is going to be one that people look back at the end of the year and say, man, that's a good win, because I think there's a good team that Penn beat the other night. They're aggressive, they're physical, and they look like they could be a matchup problem given their style of play. Penn weathers the storm early in the 10-0 lead, comes back, keeps their poise, gets big contributions from Zach Rosen, from Tyler Bernardini, from Miles Cartwright. And again, I want to go back to Rob Belcourt kind of being the guy that is just doing all the little things to help Penn win right now.
The Penn Quakers defeating Andy Toole, former Quaker, Robert Morris, and his program on Saturday here at the Palestra by a score of 66-60. First ever on Saturday between Penn and Robert Morris. First meeting ever tonight between the Quakers and the Wagner Seahawks. Vin Man, so much of the offensive output of this program so far for Penn, averaging just a shade under 68 points per game, fueled by a veteran backcourt consisting of Zach Rosen, announced yesterday his second straight Ivy League Player of the Week award win, Tyler Bernardini and sophomore Miles Cartwright. That trio combining for 71% of Penn's points.
Well, and you knew you were going to get a lot of production from those three spots. Zach Rosen is playing at a level that is just off the...
People are looking to buy health. health insurance on their own. At Independence Blue Cross, we'd like to help. That's why we have flexible individual health plans starting as low as $68 a month, so you don't have to sacrifice quality coverage for affordability. Plus, if you have questions, our health coaches are available 24 hours a day. Independence Blue Cross. We're here for you every step of the way. To learn more, go to plansthatfit.com or call 1-800-ASK-BLUE. Independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
As a smart consumer, you want to be rewarded for your purchases. That's why we're pleased to offer you the Penn Platinum Plus Visa Card with World Points Rewards, brought to you by Bank of America. This card offers an outstanding combination of services and benefits while giving you the flexibility to choose the rewards you really want. With every account open and every purchase made, Bank of America helps support Penn student and alumni programming. Learn more or apply today at alumni.upenn.edu.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Well, you cannot believe me, but that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio, or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You can try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys. Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories.
What would you give to play the way you used to? With your team? Your racket? Your grandkids? What would you do to improve your backhand? Your jump shot? Your quality of life? The answer is Penn Orthopedics. Ranked best in the region by U.S. News and World Report, Penn Orthopedics has been revolutionizing the treatment of joint, spine, and sports injuries with new techniques. Like joint surgery that uses state-of-the-art implants and tiny incisions, plasma therapy that heals injuries using your body's own cells, and an innovative sports medicine program that uses a team approach. Penn Medicine has more ways to help you recover faster. When faced with injury and pain, when you need to get back on your feet, when you're ready to start feeling better, life is worth Penn Orthopedics. To learn more, visit PennMedicine.org or call 800-789-PENN.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
Apologies for that technical hiccup on the terrestrial radio side with the line dropping. Got it stable and connected, let's hope. Fingers crossed for the duration of the night. The matchup tonight at the Palestra, the Penn Quakers at 3-1, the Wagner Seahawks out of the Northeast Conference at 3-1 as well. Penn's lone loss, a Big Five matchup 8 days ago against the Temple Owls. The only defeat, Vin Mann, for the Wagner Seahawks against number 4 UConn at Camp Hope Pavilion. Wagner, pretty good team. Couple good wins over Princeton, over Lafayette, and over UNC Greensboro. And they're a team that wants to come out, guard you, full court, man-to-man attack. Not a great switching team. Not a team that's going to help a lot defensively, because they have full expectations that their man-to-man defense is going to guard you and keep you out of the lane. So if Penn can get past that initial defender, there will be some opportunities attacking the rim. And that's what I was talking about a little bit earlier when I said Miles Cartwright could be in for a big night tonight, Selfie. Penn Quakers trying for their first 4-1 start since 2001-2002. Starting lineups and the tip from the Palestra right after this from Nelligan Sports. Penn Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Everyone knows that the Quakers show great teamwork. And ShopRite does too. The ShopRite Partners in Caring program has teamed with great brands to raise money and hunger awareness in our community. ShopRite has donated more than $27 million to local food banks and shelters in our community. When you purchase products marked at the shelf with the ShopRite Partners in Caring symbol, you're helping too. Join ShopRite in the fight against hunger in our community. It really can and does make a difference where you shop.
Hi, I'm an air vent. I'm part of the old heating and cooling system that's gobbling energy in your home. The harder I work, the more you pay. It's delicious irony. Just boo.
Replace your old heating and cooling system with an energy-efficient one, and PECO will pay you up to $400. Plus, you could save 20% a year.
Little help here.
PECO, we put our energy into lots of programs that save you money. For eligibility and savings details, visit PECO.com/smartideas or call 888-5-PECO-SAVE.
What's that big building on City Avenue? You know, right near the entrance to the expressway. It's the Crown Plaza of Philadelphia West Hotel, and its reputation is growing by the day. With its central location right off the expressway, smart folks realize it's a much better value than pricey and stuffy Center City hotels. See everything awaiting you at cpvillawest.com. That's cpvillawest.com. City Ave's crowning touch.
950 ESPN. WPEN Philadelphia.
National anthem winding down here in University City, just west of the Schuylkill River. Penn basketball on the hardwood, 3-1, seeking a third consecutive victory. The Wagner Seahawks, led by Dan Hurley, the former head coach of St. Benedict's Prep. That's where Zach Rosen spent the final 2 years of his high school career, coming up at the half. A dual conversation with both Zach Rosen and Coach Hurley. Along with our studio coordinator, Betsy Devin, my partner is the Vin Man, Vince Curran. My name is Brian Seltzer. Time now to run down the starting five for the visiting Wagner Seahawks, 3-1 out of the Northeast Conference, a sixth place finish in the Northeast Conference a year ago. The backcourt consists of point guard Kenneth Ortiz, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, a sophomore out of Newark, New Jersey, and Science Park, 9.5 points, 5 rebounds per game. Tyler Murray is the shooting guard, 6 feet 5 inches tall, 200 pounds, a senior out of Toronto, Ontario, a team best, 14.5 points, 4.5 rebounds as well. Lateef Rivers is the swingman, 6'1", 175 pounds, a sophomore guard out of Elizabeth, New Jersey. He is actually a relative of 2007 Ivy League Player of the Year, E.B. Jabber, the pride of Elizabeth, New Jersey as well. And Lateef Rivers, the sophomore, is averaging 14 points and 2 rebounds a game. Front court, Jonathan Williams is the power forward, 6 feet 6 inches tall, 225 pounds. A junior out of Richmond, California, 12 points a game, just under 4 rebounds. And the center for Wagner is Neopal Fullahan, 6 feet 11 inches tall, 215 pounds, out of the Republic of Benin. And he went to prep school in Massachusetts. Great pregame introductory video being...
It's awesome.
Everybody in here watches it every time it comes on. The referees are watching it, the players are watching it, everybody in the stands. That video scoreboard is... I know we keep saying it. It is really awe-inspiring. You have to see it. It is a sight to behold here at the Palestra. The Penn Quaker is getting ready to be introduced, and here is how the backcourt will look. Miles Cartwright, 6 feet 3 inches tall, 175 pounds. Sophomore out of Van Nuys, California, through his first 4 games, just under 13 points, 5 rebounds per game. Joined by Zach Rosen, 6 feet 1 inch tall, 175 pounds, a senior from Colonia, New Jersey, staring down the floor at his former high school head coach, Dan Hurley, St. Benedict's Prep. Zach Rosen leading the Ivy League for the first week and a half, 23 points a game, 4.5 rebounds. Tyler Bernardini, the swingman, 6'6", 210 pounds, 50-year senior out of Carlsbad, California, just under 13 points a game, averaging a team-best 6 rebounds per outing. Rob Belcour, the 4th spot, 6 feet 6 inches tall, 225 pounds, senior out of Lake Forest, Illinois, 4.5 points per game, 3.5 rebounds as well. And the center for the Quakers is Fran Dougherty, 6 feet 8 inches tall, 225 pounds. And he is a sophomore out of New Britain, Pennsylvania, and Archbishop Wood. Penn Quaker is occupying the north, near sideline, closest to us. White tops, white shorts, Penn, black, navy, blue across the front, blue numbers front and back. All of that bordered in red. Wagner, road green uniforms. Think Dartmouth with Wagner in white and silver across the front.
I didn't know they had Wagner in white and silver across the front, because when they came out for warm-ups, all they were doing was wearing muscle shirts. I've never seen anything like it.
No shirt. Have you ever seen that?
Sleeveless muscle shirts.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it in, you know, bad pro-am leagues and, you know, and a couple of AAU games. From Staten Island, Wagner at 3-1, like the Penn Quakers. Winners of two straight, each of these two teams with a win over the opposing conference. Wagner defeating Princeton, as the Vin Man mentioned, by 16 points. And the Penn Quakers having knocked off out of the Northeast Conference Robert Morris this past Saturday. Big 6 foot 11 inch tall nail fall Fullahan, left side of the Penn split P. Fran Doherty, right side. Here is Brandon Cruz, the lead ref tonight. Ready for the toss. The tip, it's taken gently by Wagner from left to right into the front court.
Let's see if Danny Hurley has a little something special for Zach Rosen. He certainly knows him pretty well, but man, Zach's game has evolved, and he is quite a college basketball player right now.
Lateef Rivers, top of the arc. Near left in the corner to Williams. Twirls inside with the left hand short. Collects his own miss. Ducking from right to left, and he takes one step too many. Quakers secure possession off the turnover. I think Danny Hurley is going to be interesting.
Oh, God, this is going to be a long night. This is going to be a long night. I complain about our guys when, you know, when they try and litigate every call that goes against him. Danny Hurley that time, it was a clear and apparent traveling violation. He wanted nothing to do with it.
40 seconds in, no score. Doherty, near left block, turns to his right, to his left, high off the glass and good for two. Former volunteer assistant to Vin Man.
I begged the coaching staff to run a post-up play with Fran Doherty to that side of the floor. That's his strength, and he gets it done, making me look like I know what I'm doing, Celtics.
Kenneth Ortiz, top of the arc, far left on the wing. Rivers robbed by Tyler Bernardini. That is fifth steal, and the Quakers will give it back to Wagner, stepping over the sideline, far right of the wing.
Unforced error by the Quakes. They get a steal. Zach Rosen just a little too close to the sideline. Plants the foot there, and that is that, going in the other direction.
Far left on the wing, Lateef Rivers, top of the arc, to Jonathan Williams. Near right, Kenneth Ortiz. Shot clock at 20, a 2-0 Penn lead, 90 seconds gone by. Rivers straddling the arc, far left, takes a step to the baseline, swings out, top of the arc, Murray hoists for three, and he hits. That's his team best, 12th of the year, 3-2 Wagner.
Collapsing the defense, getting to the baseline, and almost blindly kicking out. And Ortiz there, the recipient, and able to knock down the open three.
Top of the arc, Fran Doherty. Doherty, right-hand dribble to the far right baseline, and Zach Rosen, not really suspecting the pass coming in there. His back left foot was over the end line, out of bounds, second turnover for Penn.
And Fran Doherty getting a little tongue lashing from Zach Rosen. They say, hey, Fran, what are you doing? A dribbling and attacking and handing off on the baseline isn't the play. And Zach twice in two possessions, now stepping out of bounds.
Ball hand back to the bucket through Doherty for two on the far left baseline. It's 5-2 Wagner, 17:45 until the half.
And Fran Doherty needs to square Fullahan up there a little bit. Make him shoot a little jump hook. Make him shoot a little jump shot. Don't let him get all the way to the basket like that.
Bernardini, right-hand dribble, foul line, hands off. Doherty muscling inside on the right low post. He is all 10-4.
Nice attack by Tyler Bernardini. Draws two defenders, and Fran Doherty, this time on the right side of the floor, gets that one up on the glass before Fullahan can get over.
Top of the arc, Kenneth Ortiz, Rivers near right, rifles in a three-pointer. Rivers his 7th 3 of the season on his 20th try.
So two dribble penetrations for Wagner, 2 3-pointers, and now the run and jump. They're going to double-team Zach Rosen, try and get him to give up the ball.
Cartwright's three from the far right corner pops out. Now Wagner, second best in the Northeast Conference, 3-point field goal shooting. Ortiz high off the backboard, no good. Last touch out of bounds by Fullahan beneath the bucket. And then one thing that Wagner, that's only a 4-game sample size, has done, it has on average forced 20 turnovers a game against the opposition.
I wasn't listening to you. I was listening to Danny Hurley and seeing what the running dialogue he's had with the officials. He's saying, oh, if you're going to let us play physical, let us play physical the whole game. So he is working the refs from the beginning.
Rosen, the step back near left baseline, drains the deuce.
It's impossible to stop that move, Selke. He dribbles, attacks with the left hand, and then creates separation on the last dribble. We've seen him do that over and over again. And Zach Rosen makes that shot because he practices that shot. I've seen him in the gym practicing over and over these tough shots, these tough step backs.
Penn looking for an early stop, trailing by two. A strip by Bernardini near right side of the lane.
Good ball defense by Rob Belcourt creates that. Just good position defense, moving his feet, no hand check.
Two steals already for Tyler. Top of the arc, Cartwright pulls up, top of the key, connects for the tie. Even at 8, 4 minutes, 10 seconds in.
You know me, Sophie, too. I love to see our guys attack the elbows, attack the gaps, not settle for threes, which is the easy thing to do. That time, Miles Cartwright gets to 15 and knocks down a tough jumper.
Ortiz, far left sideline. Rosen punching the left hand in his face. Barreling in, left block Murray, blocked by Doherty. That is 10th of the year. Bernardini leads a 3-on-2 handoff. Belcourt and the Quakers jump back in front 10-8.
Man, I actually thought Tyler Bernardini held on to that one a little too long. I thought he was going to take it all the way to the rack himself. And at the last second, he drops off to Rob Belcourt. Out and running.
Tyler.
Pace up and down early, Celtic. I'm sorry, that favors Wagner.
Murray, near right, off the back of the iron, alive above the rim. Ortiz, no look, near right corner. Rivers, long two try, no good. Bernardini with the board. To save it, man, Tyler, and not even 6 minutes in, Tyler, the only starter yet to score. Belcourt tightropes the near left end line to recover an errant pass. Rosen deep in the middle of the floor. The three rattles out. Rebound to Jonathan Williams.
Still good hustle by Penn. Rob Belcourt saving one on the baseline. Quick swing. Hey, talk about Tyler. I have really been impressed so far this year with his rebounding of the ball, because Penn, a team that's going to struggle in that area a little bit, he really has picked it up and helped his team remain competitive on the glass.
10-8, Quakers just under 14 and a half to go in the first. Williams, top of the arc, ugly shot, but a nice result for Wagner, 11-10 on the three.
That was a good man. And again, Phelps, I was looking over at Dan Earl. This is comical.
Far right of the wing, Cartwright, top of the arc, Rob Belcourt, 6 minutes in. And we've had three lead changes.
There we go.
Miles Cartwright drawing the foul.
Good call by the whistle on the baseline. Miles Cartwright, good job attacking that elbow again. And Penn going to get the benefit of the foul call. 11-10, 13:59 to go here in the first half.
Early on, the Vin Man special, Fran Doherty, setting the spark. The Quakers going to Doc once more to get things going. 13:59 remaining in the first half. 11-10. Wagner leading Penn, but Zach Rosen saying, hey, old coach, look at that fader fall from Nelligan Sports. Penn Basketball, 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
There's one place for great basketball. That's with the Quakers. And there's one place for the best quality deli products. Your place, ShopRite. The star of the pregame show is always Black Bear premium quality deli products. Available exclusively at ShopRite. You'll never find any MSG in Black Bear deli products. Lunch bags, game day, or anytime, choose premium quality Black Bear Deli. Visit ShopRite's Appy department and let us create fabulous Black Bear Deli platters for your next gathering. One place, your place, ShopRite, and go Quakers.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Or you cannot believe me, but that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio, or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You can try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys. Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste, zero calories.
Next time you're visiting the Palestra or anywhere else on campus, be sure to swing by Adner's Cheesesteaks of University City, located at 3818 Chestnut Street. Adner's Cheesesteaks, home of the best cheesesteaks in University City. Quaker the mascot dancing around, having a good time. 13:59 to go in the first half. 11-10 Wagner. Vin Man, once again, the video board blowing
by. Spot on. Whoever is picking who does the public service announcements is on their game tonight. Yo Daddy, Dan Harrell, custodian for years at the Palestra, gets it done.
Bernardini fouled in the process of shooting. The far right wing straddling the arc in an 11-10 game.
A soft foul call right there for Bernardini. I guess he gets it on the elbow. I don't think they were going to call it then, but then he makes a little dive there at the end of the play. He's going to get himself two free throws.
Tyler averaging just under 13 points a game. shooting well from the free throw line. First one is all Cotton to our left with the right hand. All five of the Quaker starters are on the board. Tyler Bernardini now 11-14 on the year.
Tyler Bernardini now 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 points, and 2 rebounds in 7 minutes of game action. So talked about how he's rebounded a little bit better in this early part of the season. He's getting it done in a couple other areas as well.
Penn back in front, 12-11. Ortiz at the foul line. Williams near right of the wing. A trailer to Chris Martin is no good. Jack Rosen over the back shoulder, saving the rebound, passing it in the front court from right to left.
Pretty nifty play. Smart move. You don't save it underneath your own basket, so throw it down the floor. Worst case scenario, they bring it back up.
Belcour unable to hit a three, top of the arc with the rebound. Jonathan Williams looking to charge back the other way.
He's going to get a lot of looks like that, Rob Belcour, and he'll make them eventually.
Rivers, a right-handed runner, far left side of the lane, and Wagner leading by one, 13-12, 13:09 to go in the opening half. That already the fifth lead change in a back-and-forth game early on. Two subs coming on. Orlando Parker out of Orlando, Florida, 13 total points on the year. And also Josh Thompson from Richland, New Jersey. 7.5 points.
First from Thompson, years. New Jersey.
Top of the arc, Michael Hallett subbing in for the Quakers. 7.5 points per game off the bench. Bernardini, far right. Hoist for three. No good. Ortiz tracks down the rebound.
That's the one right there. Throwing back to Bernardini, wide open on the far wing. Not able to knock it down.
Ortiz's finger roll won't fall as he swivels inside. Hallett hauls it in. Cartwright. Near left baseline has Bernardini, far right in the corner, short for three. Hallett tried to tap it alive, but Parker with the pull.
Man, two good looks for Tyler. Those are ones he's going to need to knock down.
Rivers short for the triple, far left on the perimeter, and Rosen jumps up in a fast-paced first half.
Yeah, I was about to say, pace way too fast for Penn right now.
Rosen, head faking, far right baseline, in the lane, Hallett stripped, dives for it, and rolls it back out to Belcourt. Shot clock at 20, no reset. Bernardini, space in the lane, cuts into the key.
Good call. I don't think he was underneath the arc, which is why that goes against Wagner right there. Tyler Bernardini attacking the basket, and yep, no doubt about it, underneath the arc. We just saw it on the big video board. So good job by the officials. I got the NCAA video today, Chelsea, for how they're training officials to call it. Of course, I haven't watched it yet. If I had a little more time, I would watch it. But I at least now have it.
Tyler Bernardini looking to tie this game up again from the foul line. Short on that first free throw. Remains 13-12, 12:06 to go in the first half. Marin Kukoc will relieve Rob Belcour, going to the bench with two. Marin on the season with 3 total points. He has appeared in all 5 games.
Martin's going to get a baptism by fire right here. Wagner is going to attack and go up and down the floor as Bernardini makes the second and Cam Crocker into the game. So I like this by Jerome Allen. Pace is up and down. Pace is very frenetic. He's going to need to go deeper on his bench than he otherwise might. And getting those guys in early, I think a wise move, Celtics.
Tied up at 13. Third tie of the game. Martin, far left on the wing, covered by Cameron Crocker. Shot clock trickling down to 15 now for Wagner. Martin looking for the crossover. Crocker stays with him. Far left on the baseline. It's Orlando Parker punching in the 12-footer. 15-13. Wagner, Seahawks, and Rosen, Bates, Martin into the foul. Dan Hurley called it a flop on his former pupil at St. Benedict's.
No love lost there on that call. He's buying it the whole way.
Jack Rosen with a nice save, and then Rivers for Wagner, trying to get the Seahawks some early control. 15-13 the score. Wagner by 2, 11:33 to go in the first. Time out of the floor, the score. You got it. From Elegant Sports, I'm not sure what I'm saying right now. Vin Man is 10-13.
Thank you.
On 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
It is the Friday after Thanksgiving. You're waiting for the AT&T store to open. It is cold and dark. You do not care. You are warmed by the thoughts of the huge phone sale that awaits you. Chewing the last bite of pumpkin pie, you rush to the AT&T store, clutching a list. Soon you'll have a great deal and a gift for every name on that list. A full keyboard phone for your texting obsessed teen. A phone that shoots HD video for your brother, the wannabe filmmaker. Maybe even a little something for yourself. Of course, the AT&T's after Thanksgiving sale isn't just on Friday. It lasts all weekend. You could have slept late and still gotten the same great bargains. But where's the fun in that? Get the perfect deals on the perfect holiday gifts on Black Friday and all weekend at the after Thanksgiving sale at AT&T. Rethink possible.
Hurry in this Thanksgiving weekend and get the perfect gift at AT&T, like the BlackBerry Torch 4G, Sony Ericsson Play 4G, or the Samsung Focus Flash, now for free. Visit att.com or store for details.
Phones are free with new two-year voice agreement and minimum $15 monthly data plan. Restrictions and charges apply. 4G speeds not available everywhere. See store for details.
Penn fans become a fan of Penn Athletics on Facebook and Twitter. Get the latest news on the Quakers and interact with fellow fans. Visit PennAthletics.com, click on the Facebook or Twitter logos, become either a friend or an independently minded follower of ours right now. 11:32 to go in the first half. Wagner leading Penn 15-13. Quakers with the ball from left to right. I beg your pardon, right to left, front court left.
Depends on what side of the floor you're sitting, Selfie.
Yes. Top of the arc, Rosen. Far right on the wing to Cameron Crocker. Hallett, Kukoc, Cartwright, Rosen on the court along with Crocker.
And way out on the floor trying to initiate their offense. Wagner just aggressive, pushing them further and further out.
10 seconds of the shot clock. Hallett wants it. Left low post, too strong on the hook with the Hall. Parker for Wagner.
Very good spacing that time on the post feet. Cam Crocker a little too close to Mike Hallett. Let's just see him getting 10 or 12 feet, not 4 or 5 feet, which is what happened right there.
Josh Thompson deep in the middle of the floor. Some length on Kukoc covering him. Ball through the hands of Murray. Crocker with the left-handed finish as he went up for the jam off the steal.
Created, though, by Martin Kukoc. Good on-the-ball defense, number one. And then when the ball gets picked up, dribble used. He pressures, gets a tip, and Crocker with the rocker, Selfie.
Yes,
I know you've been waiting, but I figured I'd drop it in there on you.
That is phenomenal. First field goal for Cameron Crocker as a Quaker. Along the near right baseline, Thompson draws contact on the red and blue. First team foul against Penn. With 10:17 to go in the first, even at 15. That going against Marin Kukoc. Vinman, if obviously the Hurley last name rings familiar. Bobby Hurley, the one and only, sitting on the Wagner bench to our left. Big, big, big performance with,
what's
the name of that program?
Never heard of him.
Oh, so the Spectrum back in 92?
Never heard of him.
Yes, of course, the one and only Bobby Hurley.
I see the track from time to time.
Not a bad post-Blue Devil career for Bobby Hurley out there, yeah.
He had a pick six at the Aqueduct earlier this week.
Josh Thompson shooting to our right, trying to unknot the 15-all tie, and that one bounces off the back of the iron, no good. Yes, Bobby Hurley extremely successful in thoroughbred breeding and racing. And now he's coaching for fun.
That's a misnomer, by the way. Nobody's extremely successful in thoroughbred breeding and racing.
Thompson hits his second, 16-15. Wagner regains the lane with 10:17 to go in the first half.
Well, it means he hasn't lost as much as most, or he's the winners that he can hang your hat.
Deep in the middle of the floor, can't hit the three. Tapping the rebound after Kukoc was Marcus Burton. The Quakers get a reset. Cartwright near left. A deep deuce from around 18 feet away.
Nice hustle by Mike Hallett, though, to keep that rebound alive on the baseline and then saves it.
Mark Martin with a three-pointer for Wagner, which stretches its length to two, 19-17.
Very frustrating right there. I was about to comment on how Penn's defensive rotation was pretty good, then all of a sudden it's bad. Martin ends up wide open for three.
In the lane, Kukoc, the right-handed finish. Marin Kukoc giving Penn a buff.
Pretty good with the ball. And looks like he's not afraid to get one in the air. I guess that's somewhat genetic, I would think, Selfie.
Apologies for the drop in the line on the terrestrial radio side. We're at a 21-all tie, 8 minutes, 7 seconds to go in the first half. Penn Quakers getting some nice points off the bench from Marin Kukoc, Cameron Crocker, and not sure if you heard that as we were coming back, but Michael Hallett on the block, getting the bucket, and also the foul call, so he's now shooting to our left. With the right hand,
here's Mike Howard, another chance, makes this, he gets to get a blow.
And he's short,
stays out there for another minute, Selfie. Gives himself another chance. Chance to fight again, doesn't want to come out of the game.
Unofficially ties here in the first half with 7:55 to go until intermission. A foul from behind Tyler Bernardini reaching in. That is the second team foul against the Penn Quakers, and it was drawn by Chris Martin. 7:55 remaining in the first half. Back and forth, back and forth. Cameron Crocker, first Quaker career field goal, a left-handed jam. He's not the only one. A jumper coming in for the Quakers as well as Michael Hallett finding Miles Cartwright from deep, and also Marin Kukoc's interior presence as well. 7:55 to go in the first, 21-all. Penn and Wagner from the Flestra. From Elegant Sports, Penn Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Today, more and more people are looking to buy health insurance on their own. At Independence Blue Cross, we'd like to help. That's why we have flexible individual health plans starting as low as $68 a month. So you don't have to sacrifice quality coverage for affordability. Plus, if you have questions, our health coaches are available 24 hours a day. Independence Blue Cross. We're here for you every step of the way. To learn more, go to plansthatfit.com or call 1-800-ASK-BLUE. Independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Oh, excusez-moi, I am the window, and I have created the most wonderful draft. It blows money right out of the wallet.
Your windows may be wasting energy. Learn why with the Pico Smart Home E-Audit and use our energy use calculators to find ways to save. Pico, we put our energy into lots of programs that save you money. Learn more at pico.com/smartideas or call 888-5-PICO-SAVE.
I can't choose between taking my wife or my mom to Chili's for the $20 dinner for two.
You should take your wife. You'll do what's right, honey.
So, I'll just flip this coin. Tails, looks like I'm taking Dad.
That's my boy.
Who will you take to Chili's $20 dinner for two? There's 17 entrees to choose from, like our new grilled shrimp tacos made with fresh avocado. Chili's 20 for two.
Visit Chili's at 38th and Chestnut, home of Fajita Rita Mondays.
7 minutes and 55 seconds to go in the opening half. Wagner with the ball left to right, front court right, 21 apiece. Rivers, top of the arc to Josh Williams. Kenneth Ortiz filling around far left side of the lane. The finger roll falls and Wagner's back in front.
Run that double high ball screen for Ortiz and nobody steps up to stop the dribble penetration.
Ortiz first points. Cameron Crocker sets up. Far right wing on the floor with Bernardini, Kukoc, Dougherty, and Rosen. And a foul going against the Quakers and Marin Kukoc. That'll be the third Quaker team foul. Marin Kukoc heading to the bench with his second personal foul.
So looks like he's bouncing around a little bit better each time out there.
Far left on the wing, Murray fires home a three-pointer for Wagner, and it's now 26-21 Seahawks. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Murray, his second three, that's just...
Difficulties here at the Flasher. 30-23 is the score.
Back Rosen when you said little feet. Yeah. Size 8 out there.
5:28 to go in the first half. Once again, apologies. A bad line here at the home court, so we'll try and work that out during the half. Quakers have the ball, trailing by 7 to Wagner. Miles Cartwright, top of the arc. 5 1/4 to go in the first half. Cameron Crocker, far right of the wing. Henry Brooks into the game. Far right baseline. Barreling inside. Shot waved off. He walked with the basketball.
Henry Brooks trying to be aggressive down there on that low block when he faces up. That's quite the lower body strength that he needs right now. Got a little pushed off his game right there. And Zach Rosen getting his first blow of the first half. Wagner, to their credit, they are going deep. They're going hard. And they are making Penn work right now.
Thompson. Top of the arc to his right. Near right side of the lane, knocked away by Henry Brooks. But oh, the Quakers, the beneficiaries, Vin, man. That call looks like Brooks was the first to swat it out, but apparently off of Thompson.
I was saying off Thompson, he pretty much clocked Rob Belcourt in the face.
A near steal by Ortiz along the right baseline of the backcourt, following the pen inbound.
And Jerome Allen trying to get Zach Rosen to that 4-minute media timeout. But after that last offensive possession where there was not a whole lot of movement and then trouble getting the ball up the court.
A foul against the Quakers. Brandon Cruz. Illegal screen as Kenneth Ortiz.
Just Tyler Bernardini gets him. We're going to get the benefit of the replay right here.
Oh, man.
I mean, he does throw the hip out a little bit, but that little ticky-tack foul, Jerome Allen not going to get Zach Rosen. 54-minute medium timeout. He comes in for Tyler Bernardini, who goes out with his second. His second, right, Brian?
Indeed.
Okay.
Murray inbounding to Latif Rivers. Chris Martin near right on the wing. Ball deflected. The far left sideline tracked down by Rivers. Off balance, off the back of the box, and good for Latif Rivers. He has 7 points, and Wagner's lead is at 9. And a whistle on the floor as this one gets a little bit chippy. That one going against Chris Martin as the Quakers try to bring it in the front court. Chris Martin, doesn't he have a new hit single out for that band, Vin Man?
I think he does.
Perhaps a different guy. Cartwright inbounding, 16 fouls now for Wagner, 5 for the Penn Quakers. We'll do our best to reset the action that you missed. Rosen, top of the arc. Dribbling with the left hand to the top of the key once again. Cartwright pulls up foul line, he's hacked. No hoop for Miles Cartwright. We'll head to the stripe with 4:17 to go in the opening half.
I don't think Bobby or Danny Hurley gives a hoot whether those fouls are committed. He just wants to keep putting the pressure on. He's going to rotate guys in and out. You're going to play hard. You're going to foul on every play. They're not going to call it on every play. And you're going to be physical. And you look up the end of the game, you're going to be on the right side of it.
At the foul line, Miles Cartwright, the right-handed shooting sophomore, comes up empty on his first. Down by 9, good men. Those are the ones you need.
Yeah, big spot right there. Penn trying to stop the bleeding a little bit. Margin for error diminishes. You need the big ones.
Cartwright rattles in his second. Miles now with 5, coming off of a dozen-point performance on Saturday in the win versus Robert Morris. Kenneth Ortiz goes far left on the wing to Murray. Top of the arc, Thompson. Thompson looking inside, nothing there. And the Quakers, Miles Cartwright whistled for the foul. Miles, his first personal.
Foul on both ends, though, Brian. I mean, you know, like I agree that Miles Cartwright is locked up with Rivers right there, but there is physical play happening on both ends. So Penn needs to be a little stronger, withstand the way Wagner's trying to punk him right now a little bit.
Far left on the wing, Ortiz, ball above the head. Now he puts it on the right hand, curls inside, handoff down low, swerving left to right, too strong. Follahan fighting for the rebound. Quakers led by Cartwright, gliding down the far right sideline. Rosen near left on the wing, good pressure D by Ortiz. Rosen spinning foul line to his left, picks it out. Doherty outside the arc, far right, dribbles inside, dishes down low, Belcourt short. As Follahan pinned in, did he get a hand up in there?
Looked like it was blocked, a lot of contact down there. Fran Doherty attacking with the ball from the perimeter, not something that you would say would be by design. But Wagner's pressure creates that and has put Penn's players in different positions offensively than they're used to.
Murray's 3 from the top of the arc, no good. Last knock out of bounds along the far left baseline by Kenneth Ortiz. All right, thanks again so much, particularly for listening on the terrestrial radio side, but also video side on PennAthletics.com for your patience during that interruption in the play. No interruption for Tyler Bernardini with the, what has it been, man?
The Spine Chiller Supreme?
Yeah, that's it. 3:10 to go in the first half. Time out on the floor to score. Penn trailing Wagner by 8, 32-24 from Elgin Sports. Penn Basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
What's that big building on City Avenue? You know, right near the entrance to the expressway. It's the Crown Plaza of Philadelphia West Hotel, and its reputation is growing by the day. With its central location right off the expressway, smart folks realize it's a much better value than pricey and stuffy Center City hotels. See everything awaiting you at cpphillawest.com. That's cpphillawest.com. City Ave's crowning touch.
Quakers fan, looking for the best meal deal in Philadelphia? Come on down to Abner's Cheesesteaks in University City. A Penn tradition, Abner's is located at 3818 Chestnut Street and is home to the best cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. The next time you're visiting historic Franklin Field, the Palette Strip, or anywhere else on the Penn campus, be sure to stop by Abner's Cheesesteaks in University City, a proud supporter of Penn Athletics.
To the court here at the Palestra. Thanksgiving Friday, Black Friday's in, man. Maybe you wake up a little bit early. You know, put in a good word for Santa, for Alexandra Grace. Get some work done out there on the mainline shopping circuit, then hang out at the Palestra, 7 o'clock tip. It'll be the Quakers.
You have heard of online shopping, haven't you, something?
Come on.
Been there, shopping can be done online anymore.
Well, Quakers and Pitt, Pitt number 16 in the nation, 7 o'clock on Friday night, part of the Philly Hoop Group Classic. And that game, you can get tickets to it at pennathletics.com/tickets.
Wagner, relentless. This full court pressure every minute. Here you go. I thought you had your chance right there, Belcourt, for the chance to clean somebody off with a back screen. But Cam Proctor doesn't set him up.
Quakers with the ball from right to left, front court left, down low, Dockery, back of the bucket, inside, takes one step too many.
Wrong side of the floor for Fran Dockery right there. He gets the duck in. He's much stronger on that left side of the floor. And he just does the little shuffle of the feet right there, not strong enough going to that side. And another turnover for the Quakers. Their sixth, Brian.
Far left on the wing, Ortiz. Back to the bucket, far left baseline. Follahan back to Ortiz, streaking inside. Too much muscle. Follahan fighting for the rebound. Can't get his jumper to go. And a whistle on the court. Cameron Crocker whistled for the crime on the way back by James Oswald.
Replay of that one.
Rome Allen looking on.
We're going to call Cam Crocker. Oh, that's... Come on. Follahan has Cam Crocker wrapped up. So that's an intentional foul in the Temple game of a week ago. And all Cam Crocker's trying to do is clear a little space. I guess they're calling him for using his elbows to do it. But down and distance, Celtic, the guy's going to foul him.
Entry pass.
Got to be a foul.
Trickles top of the arc. Cartwright with a trip. One-on-one with Burton. Pass him. Too short. Rebound by Belcourt, fortunately, the trailer for Penn.
Well, Belcourt should have been the one that got the ball right there. Miles Cartwright kept that one in transition. Belcourt had the layup. Fortunately, he's there to pick up his teammate.
Rosen stepping back, far right, high post. Gets hacked, no hoop. Zach Rosen, two shots on the way with 2:07 to go in the first half. And the Quakers trailing by 8, 32-24.
Zach Rosen extends that left arm on Ortiz a little bit to clear the space, and I think that's what Danny Hurley wants. I think I might agree with him on that one, Celtic. He gets the arm out.
Rosen, a southpaw shooting senior, the lone captain, strokes his first. Zach with his on the night. Third point, making it 32-25. Fran Dockery to the bench. Michael Hallett back in. 2 points, a pair of rebounds as well for Hallett. Warm night here inside the cathedral. Rosen crouches, releases, and records his second foul shot. 32-26, approaching the two-minute mark, half number one.
And important for Penn to win this last little mini game, last little four-minute stretch of the first half. Wagner with an eight-point spread. You don't want them getting out to 12, 13, 14. Penn can close this down. They can steal some momentum back.
Ortiz passed Rosen off the glass. No, Follahan is fouled. As he brought down the rebound, that'll be the sixth Quaker team foul.
Oh, my goodness. Danny Hurley says, hey, fellas, you got to make one. You got to make one. He's got a couple of shots.
I'm not sure if we can cue this up on the Penn Sports Network. Would that have been, man, perhaps could have been over the back on the second look.
Yeah, you know what? And there's a lot of that. And guys that are 6'11 and can reach out and over like that will get the benefit of being able to do that from time to time.
Follahan, Vin Man, look at that free throw. For a 6'11 dude?
There is no chance this next one goes in. Zero. None.
Right, you know, he
forget
is,
it.
He is 6'8", Vin Man.
Yeah, I'm just watching him shoot and shooting 2 on right. Wow. You look at Fran Docker and shoot, say, God, this guy should not be as bad a free throw shooter as he has been, and you know he's going to come around. I'm telling you the same thing about following him. Watch him at the end of the year, he's going to be 53%.
100 seconds to go in the first half, 34-26 Wagner. Rob Belcourt, top of the arc to Cameron Crocker. 90 seconds to go in the first half. Entry pass is stripped. Ortiz, one-on-one with Crocker. Behind the back, a foolish pass. Last touch by the kneecap of Zach Rosen.
And
Wagner will retain possession.
Help.
Let's take a look at that, Vin Man, on the Penn Sports Network replay.
Wagner going a little bit wider right there.
Oh,
he did blow it. He did blow it. Yep, you stink. That's a horrible call.
Let's see, a Penn Sports Network replay adding a different dynamic here to the Palestra Vin Man. Top of the arc, Murray hoists for three, off the mark. Cartwright knocking the rebound around. Last touch by Cameron Crocker along the near right baseline. 70 seconds to go in a testy first half.
Cam Crocker, his frailty or his lack of strength right now is coming through. He obviously is going to get stronger and things are going to get better.
Callahan is hacked hard on his way to the hoop. That'll be the Quakers' ninth team foul.
He's somebody to get a rebound for Penn right now. Wagner getting multiple attempts at it.
Good man, what is that you say so typically about the pigs?
Little pigs get fat, big pigs get slaughtered.
No, the other one. About the market.
When you roll around in the slop with the pigs, everybody gets covered in slop, but the difference is the pigs like it.
Yep. Callahan.
Callahan proving me completely incorrect because he has not hit the rim on the second two.
First one goes 35-26. This game has been played within single digits thus far. That could change right here. Callahan, just his seventh year playing basketball, fourth year in the United States. Second one clanks off. Crocker with the count to the Quakers with 65 seconds to go. First half, 35-26, Wagner. Top of the arc, Crocker, and a foul away from the play called against the Quakers. Could go against Miles Cartwright and Jerome Allen, irate. And he has a right to be so.
Now he's yelling at Zach Rosen for his lack of poise right there, but somebody's got to help Zach Rosen out. Wagner keeps pushing up and pushing up. Him needs somebody to set a hard back screen, to clear a little space out, to match the physical intensity that Wagner is showing right now. I mean, you're not sure who it is if you look down the bench. So who's the guy? Is it Belcourt that's the guy? Is it Hallett that's the guy? Somebody needs to do something physically to just get Wagner off Rosen just a little bit.
57 7/10 of a second to go in the first half. Dan Hurley, head coach of Wagner, mentor Zach Rosen at St. Benedict's. You'll hear from the two of them at the half.
Coming up on the Quaker halftime before we're all going to
predate that interview, because I'm not sure they'd be too friendly right now with one another. Yep, that is a good point. How about this, Vin Man, from the research department west of the Pennsylvania Ohio state line? Dan Hurley's dad, an assistant coach at St. Anthony, former assistant there, Scott Rutsatz, is now the head coach at Covington Catholic. Alma mater of
Sean Dineen.
And
my teammate who played here at Penn,
Brennan Vosell.
I forgot about him.
Kenneth Ortiz, 17 to shoot, 35 seconds to play in the first, and a 5-second violation. Quakers get a call their way in a 9-point game, 35-26.
And Zach Rosen, he's a little fired up right now. Jerome Allen going to take a timeout. 35 seconds on the shot, 37 and a half on the game. So you look for Penn to try and get the last shot of the first half now.
Vin Man, so early on, real back and forth, offensive oriented, you say, that might favor Wagner.
Pace now, is what favored Wagner.
Yeah.
Is the tempo, back and forth, up and down, and Wagner I think, being used to be to playing at a quicker pace. And just going to keep coming at you in waves like this. Penn just needs to, again, weather the storm, fight their way through it, get a bucket here going in at halftime, grab some of that momentum back.
37 and a half seconds remaining in half number one. And it's 35-26. Wagner. Wagner off to a 3-1 start. Most overall wins in the Northeast Conference, which is gaining steam in terms of competitiveness at the mid-major level over the last couple of years. Quakers with the ball. Crocker, Howlett, Cartwright, Belcour, and Zach Rosen with the ball, spinning across the timeline, right to left front court left. Half a minute to go, 1 second between the game and shot clock. Rosen, double-team trap, looking for some relief, splitting through it, has Cartwright far right on the wing.
Good poise by Cartwright. Instinct can take over right there. He had a little opening, but Jerome Allen wanting this to go at the end of the shot clock. Wagner continues to double-team Zach Rosen, trying to get the ball out of his hands.
Steal, top of the arc, a foul on the floor committed by
Rob Belcourt.
Rob Belcourt.
Pressure out by Wagner continues. A loose pass by Zach Rosen gets tipped away.
8 9 tenths of a second to go in the first half. 35-26. Vinman, the pace, as you said, perhaps benefiting Wagner, but also, you know, this kind of chippiness.
No doubt, Delphi. No doubt.
Josh Thompson. First team All-Philadelphia Inquirer as a senior in high school. Plus is the front end. 36-26, largest lead of the game in a first half that has seen six ties and seven lead changes. Thompson, a right-handed shooting junior. That one is good as well. 37-26, Wagner, a steady 11-point lead. Full court press. 5 seconds now to go in the first. Rosen bolting across the timeline with three. Rosen, far right baseline, hits just before the horn sound to finish off the first half. 37-28, that's the tally of intermission. Vinman, even though it's a 9-point deficit, still that's something perhaps the Quakers can feel decent about going into the locker room.
You finally see that back screen the last time. Zach Rosen going end-to-end, and Mike Callen steps up to just clear him some space. Rosen gets to the baseline, and he clears him some space, but Wagner does a good job of recovering, and it's a tough shot Rosen makes at the end. But again, just something to grab a little momentum back, just something to get some things going in the right direction. Hey, it's not like all hope is lost either, Celtics. It's just,
oh, yeah.
It's one of those things, you know, you need to make some adjustments at halftime. You need to toughen up a little bit. You need to run a few things to get Rosen open.
37-28 for the first 20 minutes of play. Coming up on the Quaker Halftime Report, a conversation with the aforementioned Zach Rosen and also his former high school head coach, Wagner's Danny Hurley, will go around the Ancient Eight on the Comcast Sportsnet out-of-town scoreboard. Once again, thanks so much for your patience throughout that first half in which we experienced some technical difficulties. Knock on wood, looks like things have improved since then. 37-28, 3-1 Wagner, leading 3-1 Penn. Here on 950 ESPN from Nelligan Sports, it's the Penn Sports Network.
In the sports arena, the greatest glory comes from success when it really counts. Kindred Hospitals knows that feeling. As one of Fortune Magazine's most admired companies for 2 years running, we offer high-intensity medical care at the most crucial points in our patients' lives. Our team is Kindred, our game is healing, and winning is recovery. We win a lot. Let the Kindred team help when it counts most. For more information, visit kindredhospitals.com.
I can't choose between taking my wife or my mom to Chili's for the $20 dinner for two.
You should take your wife. You'll do what's right, honey.
So, I'll just flip this coin. Tails, looks like I'm taking Dad.
That's my boy.
Who will you take to Chili's $20 dinner for two? There's 17 entrees to choose from, like our new grilled shrimp tacos made with fresh avocado. Chili's 20 for two.
Visit Chili's at 38th and Chestnut, home of Fajita Rita Mondays.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
It's the Quaker Halftime Report presented by United Healthcare. With audio highlights from the first 20 minutes, feature interviews, and a full stat recap, once again with Vince Curran, here's Brian Seltzer.
Halftime here at the Palestra, where it's a little bit steamy and muggy inside the building, but also tempers getting revved up on the court. The Penn Quakers trailing the Wagner Seahawks. 37-28, the first meeting ever between these two programs. Penn aiming to get off to a 4-1 start for the first time since the 2001-2002 season. Along with the Vin Man Vince Curran and our studio coordinator Betsy Deming, Brian Seltzer on site. Time now to go around the H8. It's brought to you by Comcast SportsNet. Nobody does Philadelphia College basketball better than our pals at Comcast SportsNet. About 40 miles, if that, south, down 95 in Newark, Delaware. Cornell, the Big Red, at 2-2, a very nice win over Joe Jones' Boston University Terriers over the weekend. Cornell at Delaware, but trailing by 2, 28-26. Delaware looking for its first win on the year at 0-2. Cornell at 2-2 overall. Halftime at Jadwin Gymnasium, the 1-2 Princeton Tigers hosting 2-1 Elon. The score in that one, Elon leading by 8, 33-25. Elon out of the Southern Conference at 2-1 on the year. Yale at Seton Hall in Newark, New Jersey. Seton Hall out of the Big East, 3-1. On the season, the Yale Bulldogs at 2-1, along with the Penn Quakers, Vin Man, Yale, one of three teams in the Ivy League with a winning overall record. So Yale playing Seton Hall kind of tough there at the Rock, the Prudential Center.
Who's Yale playing so far?
I know Linden State.
Linden State, then they play a cooking school too?
No, that was Brown. That was Jonathan and Whalen.
All right. So, you know, it's like, okay, you got a winning record, but...
Quinnipiac, I think they lost to Quinnipiac that first game.
Quinnipiac or Quinnipiac?
Quinnipiac. I don't know.
Depends on the day. I would normally say Quinnipiac, but, you know, that's just me, Selton.
All right.
I don't know that I'm right, though. I'm counting on you for pronunciation. You're the professional. I'm just some hack who sits here next to you and raids the pizza from the media room.
Brown Bears at 3-3 overall now, defeating the Monmouth Hawksman, man, which dropped to 0-5, 79-71.
Mike Martin said the Brown Bears were the lock of the early season. He predicted they would beat Monmouth. And lo and behold, Mike Martin getting it right for his alma mater.
Heading one for Bruno. And on Long Island, Stony Brook, in front of Columbia by a dozen, 32-20. Columbia 0-3 on the year, 0-1 on the road. Stony Brook at 1-2.
What's the update on the Norwua Aga knee injury, Selfie?
He playing tonight, looking good.
Not looking good.
I do not believe he is in that lineup for your Columbia Lions. And right here at the Palestra at the half, the Penn Quakers trail by 9, 37-28. That's your Comcast SportsNet look around the 8-8. On the out-of-town scoreboard, brought to you by Comcast SportsNet. No one does the Philly City Six better than Comcast SportsNet. Next to one-on-one, or is it? Well, whatever it is. It's a conversation with Zach Rosen and Danny Erling. I guess it's not a one-on-one. But it's a cool interview, so stay tuned. That's coming up next, right here on the Halftime Show from Nelgan Sports. Penn men's basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
Today, more and more people are looking to buy health insurance on their own. At Independence Blue Cross, we'd like to help. That's why we have flexible individual health plans starting as low as $68 a month, so you don't have to sacrifice quality coverage for affordability. Plus, if you have questions, our health coaches are available 24 hours a day. Independence Blue Cross. We're here for you every step of the way. To learn more, go to plansthatfit.com or call 1-800-ASK-BLUE. Independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Penn fans, for the most up-to-date information on Penn Athletics, visit the new and improved official website of Penn Athletics at PennAthletics.com. Create your Quaker ePass today for a one-stop shop for merchandise, streaming, tickets, auctions, and more. You can watch exclusive videos, subscribe to podcasts, and also get the latest details on your favorite teams with blogs from Penn Athletics coaches and players. Go online today to the brand new PennAthletics.com.
As a smart consumer, you want to be rewarded for your purchases. That's why we're pleased to offer you the Penn Platinum Plus Visa Card with World Points Rewards, brought to you by Bank of America. This card offers an outstanding combination of services and benefits while giving you the flexibility to choose the rewards you really want. With every account open and every purchase made, Bank of America helps support Penn student and alumni programming. Learn more or apply today at alumni.upenn.edu.
Wagner leading Penn at the half. Wagner led by Dan Hurley, who coached Zach Rosen for his final 2 years of high school at St. Benedict's Prep. Earlier this afternoon, I had a chance to sit down with both Coach Hurley and Zach for this conversation.
So much trouble sit down between Coach Hurley and Zach Rosen prior to tonight's tip-off. And Zach, I'll start with you. Your emotional tone headed into tonight's game, taking on your former high school coach.
Definitely going to be different. Me and Coach have been through a lot together, and a lot over the last 4 years, just in text messages and phone calls. But you know, I love this guy right here, and it's tough going against stuff like your big brother, like your other dad. Is
don't say dad.
Ain't that old.
Les might have something to say about that. Dan, this is the last game that you guys had added onto your schedule. Were there any reservations about it whatsoever?
Yeah, well, trust me, we wouldn't have added it unless we had no other options. it's a very emotional thing. I'm a very emotional, you know, there's a emotional about every guy I've coached, but then there's a handful, small handful of guys that are really special to you in your heart, that it meant a lot for you to coach, and you know that they've made me look good. They've gotten me to where I am today. You know, I wouldn't be one of the few, you know, Division I head coaches that have come from the high school ranks if it wasn't for coaching guys like Zach. And you know, and I'm smart enough to understand that as a coach.
What was it that was so special about Zach that stood out to you when he was there from 2003 through 2008?
2 years.
I tried to convince him earlier to come, but he was very stubborn, and then he had elbow surgery and stuff. Besides being a great player, you know, and leading us to a top five national ranking, and at one point being ranked number one in the country and winning championships, his day-to-day commitment, his leadership, his maturity. You know, his relentless pursuit of perfection, I think, was something that, you know, you don't get from players usually in your program. You usually get that from coaches. And it was a void, you know, that took us some time to fill after he departed. You know, sometimes you don't realize how special a guy is until he leaves you. And, that was the case with Zach.
Speaking with Quaker senior guard Zach Rosen and his former high school head coach Dan Hurley, now leading the Wagner Seahawks halftime here at the Plestra. Well, Zach, we heard from Coach Hurley what stood out about you to him. What was it about Coach Hurley that distinguished him among some of the coaches that you might have experienced?
Language.
I've cleaned it up now in college.
I was leaving while they were coming in, and he started just like ripping guys, and it was kind of refreshing actually, because that's what we experienced for a lot of that. Coach Hurley pushes you to, as much as he could say that I was chasing perfection, I mean, Coach Hurley wants everything, every day, every possession, every play. You know, we practice, I don't know what he's doing with them now, but we practice 3 hours a day, every single day. You know, it was more of like a challenge to who you were as like a person, if you could bring it back every single day. And I kind of embraced that. That's why we appreciated, you know, each other so much, because I kind of thrived on and tried to get the guys that I was responsible for to, you know, embrace that also, which was tough. But, you know, Coach knows how to push it. And I think his best attribute as a coach is he understands the psychology of players. He's young enough to understand like what you're going through as a player. Like if you're not playing well, you're missing shots. If you're playing well, bring you down a little bit. you know, like practice into game, that kind of management stuff. I mean, he's got all that. So, you know, today I still hear the voice in the back when it's practice and I turn over like mindless bad, you know. It's still there.
Was there any point in time, Zach, where you ever felt or thought to yourself, what did I get myself into by committing to St. Benedict's?
Absolutely. That's by design, though. If you don't, then you're like standing on the side like Salik. You know, you're just like on the side because, you know, you're not involved in whatever's going on. That's by design. If you don't bring, I mean, he kicked us out all the time. Kicked the whole team out of practice.
And then I would stand by the door and hope that you guys would start practicing again. That didn't always happen. Salik Smith, that's a good pull right there.
All the tactics.
Coach Early, how closely have you followed Zach's collegiate career, and what's impressed you the most about the way that he's handled himself here at Penn?
I mean, I'm just
losing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, it's not always, it's not easy in Division One. I mean, we get spoiled. You know, at St. Benedict's, we were spoiled. You know, Zach got to play with some unbelievable players, you know, that were, you know, committed to basketball. It was 100% of their lives, and got to, you know, even at Colonia, you know, he played on some really, really great teams, and at St. Benedict's was used to winning and has always been a winner, you know, and his character and, you know, was tested, you know, and he played at a very high level. You know, I've, you know, seen the box scores or watched as many games as I could. I went saw him at Princeton, you know, the year before I got to Wagner, and you know, he's getting what he deserves right now. I mean, he's playing as good as any point guard in the country, you know, BCS level all the way to low Division One basketball.
Vin Man, how about that? High praise from Zach Rosen's former coach, Danny Hurley, as the two teams back out on the floor for the start of the second half, 37-28 Wagner. But how about that, Vin Man? Danny Hurley saying that Zach, the best point guard, that he said he told his team the best point guard we're going to face at any point this season among the teams that already Wagner had faced, and that includes UConn.
Yeah, Kemba Walker's not there anymore, right?
That is true. Yeah.
So, who knows? Of course you're going to say nice things about him, and is Zach playing at a phenomenally high level yet? Yeah, but am I going to give Danny Hurley credit for anything at this point? No. Not a chance. Not after watching his histrionics in the first half. It's all speak. It's all coach speak. So, yeah, what is he going to say?
Cool.
Yeah, he's playing at a high level. He's playing as well as anybody we're going to play against this year. Well, okay, he played UConn. I don't know who else they have coming up. I don't know who's in their league. Right? Okay. Northeast Conference. Yeah, you know, it's not a bastion for NBA point guards by any stretch of the imagination. So, you saw him a little ticked off right now, Celtic.
Vin Man and I
because, here's what I'll tell you. Danny Hurley has intimidated the refs. He has been up. He has been the histrionics. He's been going the whole half. Penn has not responded, their players have not responded physically to how Wagner has tried to push them. So you got to get your gumption up a little bit right now. You got to show a little pride and fight them back. If you're going to get punched, you got to punch back.
Quakers with their starting five on the court. Cartwright inbounds to Rosen along with Belcourt, Bernardini, and Doherty. Quakers in the second half from left to right, front court right, trailing by nine. Doherty here, right high post, give and go. Rosen hacked hard as he headed up to the rack.
The set play out of the halftime timeout. Zach Rosen initiates. I think they wanted to throw back to him for the three-pointer right there. But when he was not open, Fran Doherty does a good job flashing to the elbow. And at that point, Zach Rosen immediately cuts back door. Wagner's got like 12 coaches now. They got players to coach, calling guys over to the bench. They got coaches calling guys over to the bench.
Rosen sends in the first free throw in the first half. Zach Rosen limited to 6 points. He has not scored fewer than 19 in each of his first four games. Second one on the way, and that one rattles in. And it's a 7-point game. 10 seconds gone by in the second half.
So good to see Penn get a bucket coming right out of halftime, and now going to need to press up defensively and make Wagner run some offense.
Rivers, Murray, Fallahan, Ortiz, and Williams starting five for Wagner. Runner in the lane. Rivers rejected by Doherty. Second block of the game. Cartwright rumbling back the other way. Finger roll finish with the right hand. Quakers pull within five.
And there's what we talked about. End-to-end opportunities. Opportunities attacking the basket. Cartwright basically runs right up the back of Follahan, who falls asleep on the transition defense right there.
Williams, top of the arc. Belcour on him like glue. Staying with him. Awkward dribbling by Williams. He's stuffed by Belcour underneath the racks. Shot clock stopping at 16 seconds.
Great on-the-ball defense by Rob Belcour right there. And good job of officiating. A lot of times officials will call a foul on the guy reaching in because it looks like a foul, but it ain't. But what that was right there is Murray off the inbounds play, just curling around, open. Not sure who he beat right there, Stelty. Is it Tyler Bernardini?
Gets hung up on the screen. 39-32, 7-point deficit for Penn. Belcour stopping near right high post. Top of the arc, Doherty. Dribble handoff, Bernardini. Driving foul line, runner off balance, off the mark. Tip out to Doherty, and a fresh 35. Bernardini near right baseline on the runner. And a blocking foul will be assessed against Williams.
Oh, Bernardini is going to get one in the air right there. He forced one into traffic the first time. Fram Doherty there to bail it out with the offensive rebound. I actually thought he had Zach Rosen at the top of the key. Doesn't see him. Tyler gets the ball on the wing in front of the Penn bench, attacks again, and gets the benefit of a bang-banger.
Tyler Bernardini in the opening stanza, 3-for-4 from the free throw line. 3 assists, a turnover, and 5 points. Right-handed shooting, fifth year senior. Not enough behind that one. It clanks off the front of the iron. Remains a 7-point game. Quakers now 6-for-10 on the night. Comes a foul shot. That one is good for Bernardini. All Cotton, 6 points. Wagner's lead.
And when you have to work as hard as Penn has had to work offensively, when you do get those foul calls, there's a little bit taken out of your legs, and you got to work a little harder and concentrate a little harder to make those big free throws.
Murray, top of the arc, shot clock, down to 17, rolling away, and a nice pick by Penn. Rosen to Bernardini, far left corner. Terman drive, kick out, foul line, Doherty, oh yeah! From 16 feet away, and the Penn Quakers within 4.
I told you Fran Doherty looks like he could shoot a little bit. Again, Tyler Bernardini attacking the basket, drawing 2 defenders, and Fran Doherty with the no, good shot, Fran.
16-footer for Doc. He's got 6, and the Quakers back within 4. Lob inside Ortiz, wide to the right. Off the back of the glass, Rosen rebound. Cartwright, near right baseline, swerving inside too much. Collects his miss and makes good on it on the putback. 10 down by Edus. 39-37, strong start to the second half, and a timeout for the Seahawks.
And Follahan tries to take the charge on Miles Cartwright in transition. The fact that he's down allows Miles to get the stick back.
Penn Quakers letting defense create offense. Fran Doherty, second block of the game. Miles Cartwright, a very promising beginning to the second period. Rob Belcour getting in the mix with the long arms. Vin Mann of the Quakers down by just 2. 39-37, 17-31 to go in the second half. And Doherty, a little range, Vin Mann.
And this game in the first half had very little to do with X's and O's. It had to do with intensity, had to do with toughness, had to do with the fact that Wagner was attacking, had to do with Danny Hurley was all over the officials and intimidating. And I'm sure in the locker room over there at halftime, Jerome probably spent a little bit of time on X's and O's, but he pretty much said to the guys, if you're going to win this game, it's going to be because you match their toughness and their intensity, and you go out and punch them back the way they punched you in the first half. I'm sure he said it in a much more eloquent way than I said it. Maybe a choice word or two dropped in there for emphasis, but that's the message, and Penn has certainly responded.
You know, it's interesting, Vin Mann, the objective of the non-conference schedule is to give programs as many different looks as possible, to a certain degree, getting them ready for conference play. And when you break down the Quakers' schedule for the first 5 games, each of these different opponents have presented another kind of challenge.
So you certainly can't say the Penn's ducking anybody in their non-conference this year. They're going against a very athletic Rider team. They go against a very good Temple team. And you get the Big 5 every year, but Wagner, very good team. Robert Morris, very good team. UCLA is UCLA, regardless of the way people may feel about them and their slow start, they're still UCLA. Duke's still Duke.
Yeah.
Penn is not ducking anybody, and with a senior group like this, or an experienced group is probably a better way to put that, you hope that those guys can carry you and bring the freshmen along and lead you to some success.
Nice gathering here at the Palestra on a Tuesday night before Thanksgiving. Good to be with you. Hope you have a terrific start to this holiday week. 17:25 to go in the second half. Wagner's lead down to 2, 39-37. Wagner with the ball. Josh Thompson,
Rob Belfour doing a little run and jump off the inbounds right there. A little two-man full-court press with Zach Rosen.
Ortiz near left baseline, cuts in. Contact is the call. Fran Dougherty went in for the block, but he will be whistled for the foul. Quakers' first team foul of the second half.
Ortiz so little, he goes behind that ball screen, and it looks like Rosen loses him. I think he goes two behind, and Ortiz reverses direction. Fran Dougherty there trying to pick up his teammate, but a pretty easy call for the officials.
Shooting to our left, the right-handed Kenneth Ortiz lays a brick on his first. A redshirt transfer out of Southern Mississippi, where in 2009-2010, team went 20-14, appeared in 26 games, didn't do much. Two-time state champion at the high school level in New Jersey. He goes 1-for-2, and it's 40-37. Quakers with Cartwright bring the ball up the floor across the timeline.
And Danny Hurley saying, make Miles Cartwright handle. And Rob Belfour does a good job clearing Miles Cartwright a little bit of space with a back screen right there. She's trying to keep people honest.
Bernardini, top of the arc, stops. Little flick pass, down low. Dougherty, a little bit too much with the rebound. Parker, outlet pass bar, right side of the floor. Thompson, pull-up jumper, off iron. Rebound, Parker, lost in the lane. Dougherty with it for Penn. He bobbles. It's free, and it's tracked down by Parker in the backcourt.
There's six fouls on that play. I think Zach Rosen probably guilty of a foul going to the basket right there, and I thought Fran Dougherty got fouled. So I think it evened out right there, probably where we should be. Wagner ball up three.
Top of the arc. Murray peels far right baseline, clanks off. Strong rebound. Belcour ahead to Cartwright. Settles it down, top of the arc. Runs into two defenders, goes near right baseline, retreats to the perimeter. Across the way, Bernardini, far left, baseline drive, pull up, foul, no finish for Bernardini. But free throws on the way. 15:58 remaining in regulation. Timeout on the floor, the score 40-37. Quakers trying to claw back into this against Wagner, relying on the transition game set up by some defense and Miles Cartwright a couple field goals to begin the second half. From Elgin Sports, Penn Basketball, 950 ESPN, Penn Sports Network.
We would like to welcome our newest addition to Franklin Field, Reese. Reese serves and caters delicious, all-natural, nutritionally balanced food and drink to people who care about their bodies. Come by for 100% vine-ripened crushed fruit smoothies, a variety of hot and cold coffee, espresso and teas, as well as freshly made sandwiches and salads to suit all tastes. For natural, nutrient-rich products that invigorate the body and mind, come to Reese, located on the north side of Franklin Field, next to Gate 2. Reese, your fountain of refreshment.
Sprint Turf wishes good luck to the Quaker basketball team and is a proud partner of Penn Athletics. Sprint Turf has been the University of Pennsylvania's choice in synthetic turf since 2004, when the surface was installed on the beautiful and historic Franklin Field. If your school is considering a turf field, or perhaps you have a landscaping project at home, make Sprint Turf your first call at 877-686-TURF. Visit us online at SprintTurf.com.
Quaker fans, every night at 6 and 10, get total high-definition coverage of your favorite Philly sports teams only on Comcast SportsNet's Sports Night. Tune in to Comcast SportsNet for the most in-depth reports in town every night at 6 and 10, only on Sports Night, and that is only on Comcast SportsNet. They live Philly sports. 15:58 to go in the second half, 40-37. Wagner leading Penn along with the Vin-Man Vince Curran. Brian Seltzer on site. Betsy Deming back at the studio. And Tyler Bernardini, Vin-Man, with Some big free throws on the way.
Another big opportunity for Penn. We talked about it a little bit, how they've struggled a little bit from the line tonight, 9-for-13, and how the style at which Wagner makes you play or tries to make you play can take a little bit out of you. Remember, always played Navy, and you go to the line like 46 times,
yeah,
and you shoot like 23-for-46 because every time you lifted your arms above your head, they had like three guys hanging on you. This is a similar version of that, but this is just more about getting up and down the floor and pressuring you that way. So different teams pressure you in different types of ways. And I think Penn, fortunate right there. He had a little chance to get a blow. Tyler Bernardini takes 30 seconds on the bench, catches his breath, and makes two free throws.
1 point game, 4-39, full court press by Penn. Bernardini covering Murray, acting as the point guard here for Wagner. Now he hands off to Ortiz, who takes over. Far run of the wing. Thompson puts it back behind. So Ortiz, shot clock at 20. In a 1 point game, Ortiz spinning in the lane, down low, reversing Murray, short rebound, Belcour. Field goal gives Penn the lead back. There have been 7 lead changes. Rosen under the baseline, hands off Cartwright, who has run into the Quaker bench along the near right sideline. A hard shove. That'll be the 4th Wagner team foul here in the second half.
Belcour doing it all right now for Penn. Pressing on one end, getting the rebound on the other end. And that time, Miles Cartwright with the up fake and a strong cross body block. That was Murray they got right there. Correct, Celci?
Yes.
But like, that's the type of foul you commit it. It's hard. It's physical. It's clean. But it sends a message.
Michael Hallett subbing in for the Penn Quakers, fresh 35, trailing by 1, left to right, front court right as we see it. Court side here at the Palestra, Rosen one-on-one, Ortiz gets a screen, drives near right, kick out, Belcourt, bobbles, Bernardini free in the far left corner, tightrope baseline, Hallett lost the handle, in the lane, battles back, recovers, shot clock at 15, ultimately picked up in the key by Ortiz. A foolish pass down the floor, had the right idea, but just poor execution. As Rivers was cherry picking, out of bounds, Penn gets it back.
So Tyler Bernardini should go bounce pass there to Mike Hallett. He goes with a little shovel pass. Mike Hallett doesn't pick it up cleanly. Penn does a good job. Okay, I'm going to recover this and get on the floor. Penn forgets about down and distance and tries to throw it away to hit Tyler Bernardini. You know what? Hold on to it. Worst case scenario is a jump ball. You give up a fast break opportunity because you're too loose with the ball right there.
Cartwright back to the bucket on the near right wing. Top of the arc, Tyler Bernardini, 40-39, Wagner. Bernardini underhands to Cartwright. Shot clock now at 15.
And Penn's doing a good job of slowing the action down a little bit.
Howard
in the second half.
A little bit tough on the handle, trying to get rid of it as Belcour. And he and the Quakers bailed out with 7 seconds in the shot clock, drawing the foul.
About bailed out. They get tied up. Mike Hallett gives up his dribble, but Rob Belcour cuts baseline, and he's live right here as he throws the cross-court pass.
15 foul against Wagner in the second half. Rosen trying to get rid of a pesky Ortiz, beating Belcour. Posts up, kick out, Hallett, top of the arc. Quakers trailing by 1. Third fresh 35 opportunity. Rosen pump fakes, pulls up for the lead, he hits. From the far left high post, 41-40. Penn.
All tough shots that Penn's making right now. But what they're doing is they changed the pace of this game. It was end-to-end. It was a streak fight. Now they're making Wagner play defense for longer stretches. Not something they want to do.
Thompson between two Quakers. Overshoots, rebound Rosen. Just scored his 10th point. Cartwright, one-on-one Rivers to the rack. Too strong. Push foul beneath against Wagner. 16 foul. The end of the second half with 13:53 to go.
So they're going to get Parker. That's his 4th, correct?
I believe it is, Vin Man.
4 for Orlando from Orlando. And Penn going to get an end line out of bounds situation. But again, good defense. That's a bad call
against Bernardini on the push off. Trying to free himself for the fader. And that is the Quakers' 2nd team foul here.
Tyler's got to be smarter than that. You can't extend your arms and push out like that. But you're getting crowded like that. I mean, you know what? It's probably a bad play, not a bad call.
Wagner with the basketball as Chris Martin comes back in.
3 or 4 on Tyler right there.
I believe him, man, that was three.
Okay.
Thompson beneath the timeline, far right. 41-40 Penn, a near strip by Cameron Crocker. Martin in the key, switching to his left hand. Contact and the connection as Wagner reclaims the one-point lead, 42-41.
Terrible call. Poor Mike Hallett does a good job of rotating over, good job of backing away. Martin makes a tough shot with his left hand. Give the kid credit for that. Not sure why he's shooting free throws or any free throw right now. Frustrating, Selke. Frustrating.
Martin's dad played at what was then Glassboro State and played the Sunny Hill League growing up. Gives Wagner a two-point lead with the right-handed free throw. 43-41, will four-court press. Rosen off the inbounds from Belcourt. 5 seconds to get across the timeline, no problem. Rosen back to the foul line the other way. Pivots in the paint, kick out Belcourt. Swing it far left, Cartwright hoist for three. Off the back of the iron, Rosen, a tap out, but it goes to Ortiz of Wagner.
Belcourt's looking to kill somebody on the back screen. He's trying to get Rosen a little space. Traveling call, good call, my man. Throws a stinker out the time before he gets that one right.
Lionel Butler.
That didn't seem to, no, we don't call him out by name, Selke.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
All right. 13-11 to go in the...
Yeah, some of Lionel's people may be out there looking for you post-game and say, well, you know, why put my man out on Front Street like that?
13-11 to go in the second half. 43-41 Wagner. Led by as many in this game as 11 points. There have been now 9 lead changes. Cameron Crocker, the southpaw, across the timeline, far left. Quakers from left to right.
Cam
violation.
Down and distance, Cam. Got to know down and distance. Got to know the situation. He was going left no matter what on that play. He's got to switch the ball to his right hand and go past. What pickup? Got to get that internal clock working.
Third turnover for freshman Cameron Crocker.
Let me just say, freshman, he will learn. He'll get better at that.
Crocker, a highlight from the first half, a thunderous left-handed throwdown dunk. Wagner leading by two, 12:45 to go. Williams, far right of the wing, eye down by Belcourt. Left-hand dribble, swings it near left outside the arc to Kenneth Ortiz. Hallett picks him up. Ortiz penetrates the lane. The step back from 12 feet away, no good. And a push-off foul caught against the Quakers, drawn by Niola Fallahan.
And Danny Hurley wants two shots right there. You really need to control it. You need a controlled tap to get that two-shot call. And Mike Hallett going to sit with his three fouls. Brand Doherty back in for the Quakers.
At the Quakers, fourth second half team foul. Inbound Martin near left corner. Over the top of Crocker, too strong. Rebound along the far right baseline. Last touch by the Seahawks.
And Wagner even physical on the rebound right there. Zach Rosen looked like he had the box out. I think it was on Chris Martin. And he physically climbs the back, no call. Penn fortunate to get the ball out of bounds.
Cartwright trying to beat the full court press. He does. Stops top of the arc. Quakers can tie or take the lead with a field goal. Cartwright, rear to the red and blue bench, near right, gets a dribble handoff from Doherty. Rosen trying to get that screen from Belcourt, and he's called for the push-off at the foul line. The shot did drop in off the front of the rim. Fifth Quaker team foul, and that'll be the second for Zach Rosen.
And what happens when you are the more physical team and you've dictated physical play all night, you get the benefit of a call like that where Zach Rosen gets a little physical back. He's getting hand checked, he's getting pushed. That doesn't get called. They get Zach Rosen for extending the arm.
Near left on the wing, Lateef Rivers, relative of E.B. Jabber. EB's teammate Mark Sala in the house and away from the play. A foul against Fallahan.
Oh, okay.
An illegal screenshot.
Total payback call right there, Selke. He'll take it.
Seventh, though, team foul, Vin-Man, against the Wagner Seahawks. Zach Rosen, a little range on the jump shot, giving the Quakers a lead at one point a few moments ago. But Wagner toughening it up and battling back, leading by two. 43-41, 11:56 to play in the second. Time out of the floor. The score from Elgin Sports, Penn Basketball, 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Today, more and more people are looking to buy health insurance on their own. At Independence Blue Cross, we'd like to help. That's why we have flexible individual health plans starting as low as $68 a month, so you don't have to sacrifice quality coverage for affordability. Plus, if you have questions, our health coaches are available 24 hours a day. Independence Blue Cross. We're here for you every step of the way. To learn more, go to plansthatfit.com or call 1-800-ASK-BLUE. Independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Or you could not believe me, but that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio, or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You can try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys. Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories.
And Athletics would like to remind all fans they can receive $4 off an upper end court ticket for select games when purchasing tickets online at PennAthletics.com/tickets by entering the promo code ShopRite11, ShopRite, the number 11. Fans can also present their ShopRite Price Plus Club card to the ticket office on game day. Get $4 off an upper end court ticket for select games. A special promo we're entering this year's entire men's basketball season. ShopRite, one place, your place. Just the Penn band never...
What
never fails.
What they do, something
a lot
inappropriate.
Of spirit and energy. Quakers 11:56 to go in the second down by Deuce 43-41 with the ball.
So 2-for-11 for Wagner in the second half. Penn defense has picked up and they're making Wagner work for longer stretches. Throws the other end of the floor.
Top of the arc pulls up, short off iron. Rebound lane by Chris Martin. To Ortiz, near left on the wing, hand off Rivers, rumbles inside off the back of the glass, good for two. Latif Rivers, been man, now with 9 points, and Wagner's lead at four.
And Danny Hurley keeps saying, run, run, run. Rob Belfort does a good job of turning the point guard going up the floor a couple times.
Crocker nearly lost the ball, Belcourt blocked beneath, knocked out of bounds by Noah Fallahan. Murray back in for Wagner, replacing Latif Rivers.
I will tell you that there is not a guy that comes out for Wagner right there who is not gassed.
Doherty short off the inbounds. Rosen steps out of bounds along the far left baseline, and Wagner will regain possession. Crocker to the bench, having a somewhat tough night against this pressure on the ball defenseman, man, by Wagner.
Well, as he gets stronger and gets in the weight room a little bit more, it's not going to be a problem for him. You can see flashes of what he's able to do, his length, his athleticism, his skill, his ball presence. But right now, just not quite strong enough.
Ortiz, far right on the wing, top of the arc to Chris Martin. 10:50 to go in the second half. Martin pulls up, far right wing, clanks off. Ortiz has it taken away by Fran Doherty of Penn.
That's a big rebound by Fran Doherty, because Ortiz was about to beat Zach Rosen for an offensive rebound, which is a killer. Instead, Fran Doherty picking up his teammate.
Thrown away by Rod Belcour along the far left end line. Binman approaching 20 turnovers for the Penn Quakers.
Last two of the unforced variety, Selke. That time, Rod Belcour looks like he has a decent angle to feed the post right there, and I'm not sure if Fran Doherty couldn't get separation, couldn't get the release, or just got caught at the exact wrong moment.
45-41, Wagner by four, 10.5 minutes left in the second half from the Palestra. Murray, far right of the wing, pivots, has Burton near left high post, trailing behind. Behind the back to Bo Williams. Nearly lost the ball, stays with it. Duxton, blocked, Belcourt recovers, rattles out, rebound free far right. Burton goes back up and gets two. 47-41 Wagner.
Somebody's got to come up with a rebound for Penn right now. You get a couple of missed shots, you get a decent defensive possession and can't convert. And now what was a 2-point lead is now a 6-point lead. And Wagner trying to get a little separation.
Rosen lost the handle on the basketball. A foul is going to be called on Marcus Burton. The Blacks is 1-1 now. Yeah. So this is where Penn has to take advantage of what's going on and know the situation and keep driving the ball at the basket. They're shooting for the next 10 minutes, which is good news for Penn. Bad news for the two of us, Celtics, because it's going to take about an hour to play this last 10 minutes if Penn does what they're supposed to do.
Southpaw shooting senior Zach Rosen has been solid from the night on the line so far. First one, front end, good. And it's 47-42, 9:47 to play. Zach Rosen limited to just two field goals in the game so far. Krabs is down. The lefty unloads on his second, and he cans it to make it a four-point game, and that stems the tide of some momentum, didn't that?
Good coaching by Danny Hurley saying, don't run from it to his point guard. Belcourt's staying. He wants Martin to stay back and be a pressure release valve.
Follahan, top of the arc. It's 6-11. Henry Brooks just checking in.
If Follahan has it at 35 feet, Henry Brooks should be fine to staying back where he is.
Follahan, far right wing. To Tyler Murray beneath the timeline, far right. Shot clock now at 6 for Wagner. And a
charge.
Charge, yeah, against Wagner in the lane.
That'll go against Murray. Then. With the floater, it will happen from time to time. I guess Rob Belcourt just stayed in there, was outside the arc, and absorbed the blow. And it's a ticky-tack one for Murray. He's almost on the floor, but...
Full court press shown by Wagner. Quakers from left to right. Tyler Bernardini between the leg dribble. Switching to his left hand as he crossed the timeline. 47-43. A scrap against the Seahawks of Wagner. On the ball defense by Martin to poke it away from Rosen for a second. Zach got it back. Zach pulls up near right.
Wow.
Penn,
what a shot.
What a three. Penn within one. 46-47.
Looks like there might have been a little contact on that, too. They set the screen, and Rosen coming back across the floor. Man, that was a tough shot by Rosen to make it a one-point game.
Left high post extended near wing. Williams back behind to Follahan. 8:35 to go. One-point game. Seesawing back and forth. 9 lead changes, most in the first 10 minutes of the first half. Williams beating Belcourt in the gamble. Foul and the finish for Jonathan Williams in the lane. Zach Rosen will be whistled for the crime. That'll be his third in the Quakers' six.
I don't think this ball guy likes Zach at all. He blows the charge on him on one end. It's probably a foul on him on the other. I'm surprised, again, that that's an and one. I guess since the NBA's out of action, they got to get a little NBA refereeing going. He takes about 3 steps after the foul and gets the opportunity for the and one.
And he completes the three-point play with a left-handed foul shot, 50-46, full court by the Seahawks. Williams, a transfer from San Francisco State, and then a hook foul called against Miles Cartwright as he crossed the timeline. Far left side of the floor. 7th team foul and a tough
same
one.
Same guy, by the way. Same guy. Same guy pulling his John Hughes impersonation tonight.
Oh,
trying to take the game over. Trying to take the game over. He's weak. He is weak.
Tough one for the red and blue. Defense looking to buckle down. Keep the Quakers close. Top of the arc, Williams. Murray has Martin deep in the middle of the floor. Driving left, bumps into Brooks. No call on the contact. Henry staying with Follahan down low. Shot clock trickling down to 10. Martin trying to push off a Cartwright. Follahan pump fakes. Top of the arc, Williams. Shot clock now at 5. Williams deep outside the arc. Pulls up top of the key. And an air ball wide to the right.
You get a 3 right there or a late bucket. Those are game changers. Good job by Rob Belcourt. Solid defense, good rotation out by Henry Brooks. Big defensive possession by Penn right there.
7:47 to play in the second half. The Penn Quakers and Zach Rosen not backing down against Wagner. 50-46 from Elegant Sports. It's Penn basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
What would you give to play the way you used to? With your team, your racket, your grandkids? What would you do to improve your backhand, your jump shot, your quality of life? The answer is Penn Orthopedics. Ranked best in the region by U.S. News & World Report, Penn Orthopedics has been revolutionizing the treatment of joint, spine, and sports injuries with new techniques. Like joint surgery that uses state-of-the-art implants and tiny incisions, plasma therapy that heals injuries using your body's own cells, and an innovative sports medicine program that uses a team approach. Penn Medicine has more ways to help you recover faster. When faced with injury and pain, when you need to get back on your feet, when you're ready to start feeling better, life is worth Penn Orthopedics. To learn more, visit PennMedicine.org or call 800-789-PENN.
The next time we're visiting the Palestra, anywhere else on campus, be sure to stop by Abner's Cheesesteaks of University City, located at 3818 Chestnut Street. Abner's Cheesesteaks, home to the best cheesesteaks in University City. 50-46, along with Vince Kerr and Brian Seltzer. It's Wagner on top with 7:47 to go. Wagner, Vin Man, threatening to, at one point down the stretch of the first half, pull away, lead as large as 11, but these Quakers, a very resilient group exhibited so far through the first five games.
Very good adjustment at halftime by Jerome Allen and staff to make sure that he forces Wagner to play defense for longer stretches, try and be a little more solid on the offensive end.
Quakers have Rosen, Bernardini, Cartwright, Belcour, and Brooks on the floor. Rosen top of the arc, Bernardini free, near right corner, good for three. Quakers within one, 50-49.
And Tyler Bernardini, who has been struggling from the three-point arc, this is a big one right there. Good set play out of the timeout. Good screen by Henry Brooks, and obviously a great pass by Zach Rosen throwing back from whence he came.
He's got 11, fourth time five games, surpassing 10. Rivers with 10-2, top of the arc, guy down by Brooks, nearly threw it away. There is Parker, who has it taken away by Brooks along the near end line. Penn trailing by one, Rosen settles down the dribble, top of the arc, swatted at from behind by Ortiz. Rosen driving the lane, pump fakes, pulls up, good! And Penn jumps back in front on the 12-footer from Rosen, 51-56, 40 left.
Danny Hurley wanted the walk right there. Zach Rosen could have been called for dragging that pivot foot, but man, step through right there. A couple big plays again, late by Henry Brooks, late athletic, shot clock, loose ball.
Ortiz over the jumper, it's alive above the rim by Murray. Rivers top of the arc for three, and it's good. And Wagner reclaims advantage, 53-51, 6:15 to play.
You need big rebound. Pick out an open three, and Jerome Allen calling a play for Zach Rosen right in front of the Penn bench.
11 lead changes. Cartwright to the foul line. Belcourt, top of the arc, drives the lane to the 10 for the tie. 53 all, 5:50 left.
Rob Belcourt just doing it all. Physical, attacking. He is the heart of the Quakers right now and makes a big bucket when they need it to tie this baby back up.
Far right of the wing, Williams hands off to Rivers. Ortiz outside the arc, near left, shot clock 15, 5.5 to go. Free underneath Parker, an easy put in for two.
Henry Brooks gets caught on the hedge. Tyler Bernardini to pick him up on the rotation, give him a little help. Unfortunately, doesn't get it. Parker gets the layup and the two-point lead for Wagner.
Across the timeline, Bernardini, eye down by Murray, hands off to Rosen. Starts near right, switches to the left-hand dribble. Foul line, tries to get rid of Ortiz. Shot clock at 15. Rosen, the fadeaway near right. Off the mark, a push-off foul beneath the bucket, drawn by Tyler Bernardini.
And it's going to be two free throws for Tyler Bernardini. And the Wagner bench cannot believe it. I didn't see the replay, Celtics. Did you look at it?
No, I was. That's not my job. I'll be...
You'll be watching the idiocy going saying, on to our left.
Saying, Brandon, Brandon.
Spastic.
Tyler Bernardini, right-handed shooting, fifth year senior, can't hit the first one.
Oh,
and remains a two-point game. You know, Vin, man, this game has the feel of, you know, entering the 12th round. Two fighters that have slugged it out. Attrition, Bernardini bricks the second. Brooks tried, collects hit, and it's good for him, even at 55.
There's a dimension that Henry Brooks...
Tip, not able to get that to go, but Belfort tips it to him. Stick back, tie ball game, Selke. Near left wing, Ortiz, covered by Rosen. Works the screen to the foul line, switches left hand on the dribble, goes back to the right, rattles out. Falcor of Penn with the rebound. Ortiz
can't stop
the hardwood.
Down. 5-on-4 for Penn.
Listen, has Bernardini far left on the wing, strides inside block. Brooks taps it near right corner. Belcourt, who settles it back down.
No reset on the shot clock.
21. Jerome Allen calls a timeout and then way out onto the floor.
And Henry Brooks again bailing Penn out. Wild shot by Bernardini goes up there, and Henry just able to get up a little higher than everybody else. Controlled tip out to Rob Belfort. Penn maintains possession. 4:16 to go. 55-21 on the shot clock, Selke.
Henry Brooks sparing in terms of field goal deposits this year, but Vinman at pivotal junctures of this game so far, and also at Ryder last Thursday.
Stepped up big in the Ryder game, and you can tell he's just starting to get his sea legs underneath him.
Well, that was a really
couple big plays right there.
Might have heard it on the crowd, Mike. Chris Martin just whops the scorer's table right in front of us. But anyhow, Brooks now at 6 points in his career as a Quaker.
Is Martin allowed to come in before the horn? It was after the first horn.
4:16 remaining in the second half, even at 55. The Quakers with the ball. Miles Cartwright will inbound. Murray hustling back in.
So they...
Cartwright will inbound right in front of assistant coach Dan Leibovitz. Even at 55, Belcourt top of the arc seeking a cutting Rosen shut off. Shot clock did not reset. It's now at 15 with 4:05. Thompson comes up with it for Wagner. Rivers near left goes baseline to Parker.
Henry Brooks is everywhere right now. He is making
close
far
out.
Oh,
hits a three from the far right wing. 58-5 Wagner. Critical juncture of this game. 3.5 minutes to play. Rosen far left on the wing. His former high school head coach Danny Hurley stomping on the hardwood near right. Cartwright lost the ball and then it'll be whistled for the charge just beneath the bucket. With 3:18 to go, 58-55 Wagner.
Don't think that one really mattered all that much. Ball was already gone out of bounds.
Tyler Bernardini, Vin Man, getting this stroke going from three. The Quakers, you know, they have hung in there, but really unable to clear the hurdle. A lot of big buckets from Zach Rosen. 58-55, Quakers down by three. 3:17 to go in regulation. From Nelligan Sports, Penn Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
There's one place for great basketball. That's with the Quakers. And there's one place for the best quality deli products. Your place, ShopRite. The star of the pregame show is always Black Bear premium quality deli products. Available exclusively at ShopRite. You'll never find any MSG in Black Bear Deli products. For lunch bags, game day, or anytime, choose premium quality Black Bear Deli. Visit ShopRite's Appy Department and let us create fabulous Black Bear Deli platters for your next gathering. One place, your place. ShopRite. And go Quakers.
Penn fans, for the most up-to-date information on Penn Athletics, visit the new and improved official website of Penn Athletics at PennAthletics.com. Create your Quaker E-Pass today for a one-stop shop for merchandise, streaming, tickets, auctions, and more. You can watch exclusive videos, subscribe to podcasts, and also get the latest details on your favorite teams with blogs from Penn Athletics coaches and players. Go online today to the brand new PennAthletics.com.
Time to go quickly around the 8th and 8th, courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet. Delaware leading Cornell 68-60, 25 seconds to go in the second half. Columbia is going to lose at Stony Brook, it looks like, 64-53, 10 seconds to go. And Princeton, with 40 seconds left, down by one to Elon, 56-55. Seton Hall has just defeated Yale, 54-46. Yale drops to 2-2. And Brown earlier in the day knocking off Monmouth 79-71. Along with our studio coordinator, Betsy Devin. My partner is the Vin Man, Vince Curran. Brian Seltzer on site at the Palestra. With this 3:17 to go in regulation, the Penn Quakers trailing by 3, 58-55. Wagner Seahawks will have the basketball. Tav Brooks. Four up front, backcourt, Bernardini, Cartwright, and Rosen. Here left on the wing, Martin. Top of the arc to Thompson. Far right on the wing, Murray. All perimeters thus far for Wagner. 20 to shoot. Top of the arc, tearing the lane, Thompson, blocked by Brooks. Quakers come up with a Cartwright. Back the other way on the dribble, and Zach Rosen baits Chris Martin of Sicklersville into the foul.
Sicklerville. Only one Sickler in Sicklerville.
You're right. I beg your pardon.
Quite all right, Celsey. But Zach Rosen going to get two freebies right now. And again, Henry Brooks, big block shot. His length and his athleticism have really changed the course of events here for Penn tonight.
Critical. Pivotal free throws for Zach Rosen. Shooting to our right. You know, the red and blue crew. Student section, hands raised, first one, good. And now 14 for 20 from the line. 70%,
I guess, is okay, Celtic.
Not great. If it were great, they'd be 17 for 20 and up
by one right now.
Rosen trying to bring Penn back within a point. A few dribbles, bends the knees on a crouch. Second one, he connects. And Vin Man, for the fifth time in five games, Zach Rosen has reached at least 19 points. 58-57, 2:50 to play.
And he has really had to work for it tonight.
Parker, bouncing that left pivot, and a steal by Belcour, center court, stays with it, throws it ahead to Rosen, deflects to Cartwright. Foul line, to the 10, off the mark, Brooks is put back, no good. Martin with the rebound, still a one-point game, Wagner.
Man, how does Rob Belcour not get a foul call right there? He is working, working, working. He should be on the line shooting two right now. He steps in, and again, created by a strong overplay by Henry Brooks.
Martin near left on the wing. Cartwright on the coverage. Top of the arc, Rivers. Rolls it inside. Thompson draws a blocking foul and gets the bucket to go. 60-57. Wagner, a free throw on the way with 2:16 to play.
Oof. Henry just a little late getting over that time. It was a blind pass by Rivers. And give Thompson credit. We talk about it all the time, how guys don't come meet the ball and help their teammates along. That time Thompson does it in spades. He comes all the way over, catches, and beats Brooks up to the board and makes the free throw for a four-point lead for Wagner.
Wagner looking for its first 4-1 start since 2008-2009. Quakers at 3-1 as well, haven't been 4-1 since 2001-2002. Rosen, top of the arc, 2 minutes to go, hands off Bernardine, foul line, jumper, rattles around and through. That hung up there for a while, Quakers within two, 61-59, need a stop with a minute 55 to play.
Good set play by Penn. Tyler Bernardini uses the screen well, and uses that big frame of his as he gets into the lane, a little 12-footer.
Martin, top of the arc, Thompson, 100 seconds to go. Cartwright got a hand in there. Ortiz picks up the ball for Wagner. Stutter stepping in the lane. Strip of the ball. Last touch by, look like Cartwright or Brooks underneath the rack.
Penn's defense has been really good. They're rotating very well. They are attacking.
Tyler Murray.
Another up. Sorry about that, Celtic.
No problem, man. Tyler Murray, best three-point shooter for Wagner, subbing in. 13 on the shot clock for the Seahawks. front court left, a minute 35 to go. Murray hands off to Rivers. Shot clock down to 8. Students trying to meddle here at the foul line. Murray, shot is good from 17 feet away. 63-59, a minute 20 left.
Tough shot. You get Belcourt and Bernardini a little mixed up with one another, but it's a challenge 15-footer, no doubt.
Rosen driving near right baseline, lost the ball in the lane, but he's fouled by Wagner with 70 seconds to go. Two shots on the way.
That's a foul. It's a foul. Watch the game, Danny. It's a foul. It's an easy one. It's an easy one. I got the great Dick Girardi sitting next to me. He says it's an obvious foul.
I think Bobby Early, Danny's brother, also
called out. Yeah.
Former Duke Blue Devil inducted into the Duke Basketball Hall of Fame.
Stop, stop. Who cares?
Rosen. Another crucial free throw. And that falls. He's at 20 points. Third time this season. He's reached that mark, 63-60. A minute 10 to go. Fran Dougherty comes in and gets Henry Brooks.
This is a matchup that Jerome Allen sees right there, unless Henry Brooks is gassed and wants to get a quick blow.
At the line, Rosen, the lefty, hits his second, a two-point game. Got a clamp down here with 65 seconds to go. Wagner from right to left. 1 minute left in the second half. Wagner leading 63-61. Thompson top of the arc. Rivers far right of the wing. Back to Martin deep in the middle of the floor. Shot clock 15. Top of the arc. Thompson drives inside. A foul on the court committed by the Quakers.
They're going to get Rosen. And that is the 10th foul on Penn. Makes sense. You've had every one tonight. You've had every big call tonight. Same guy. Same guy has had every call tonight.
Thompson at the line very quickly thanking our Penn Sports Network video crew tonight. Paul Agostini, Steve Prescott, Kevin Gantz, Melissa Reese, Jamie Simmons. First free throw good for Thompson, right-handed shooter, 64-61, 47.5 seconds to go. Of course, also Dan Fritz producing and Greg Nice directing up there. In the overhang, along the southern sideline, 64-61. This would make it that much more difficult for Penn. Big one for Thompson.
It's good.
65-61.
Three fouls, or three timeouts, excuse me. A lot of time left. They're going to double Rosen.
And Jerome takes a timeout. 42.9 of a second to go in the second half. 65-61. Wagner on the road. In the midst of a stretch of 5 of 6 games on the road for the Wagner Hawks. Penn will have the Thanksgiving Day holiday on Thursday. Still practice tomorrow and Wednesday, Vinman, and then Pitt coming in.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Got to get one day off. I was trying to remember how that got mixed in, right? Like, you know what? It was Sunday.
Yeah.
So Sunday was the off day. And then the following Sunday, I guess, is the next off day.
But Vinman, it's amazing. What a grueling run for the Penn Quakers outside of the season. We were talking before
us, Elsie. It's our fifth game. We're like 10 games under our belt in the first 2 weeks of the season.
See April through September.
Just rubbing that one off. The R. Phil's road trips to Altoona and Erie are tougher than 5 home games from Penn in 2 weeks.
You might be sitting poolside somewhere there on Mont Parnasse Lane somewhere.
Really giving out my address now? People are going to come egg my house.
65-61. All right, good man. 42.9 of a second to go. Quakers, really, Zach Rosen, incredible. 21 points. With the defensive attention that his former high school coach, Danny Hurley, has paid him, he has had to earn every bit of those 21 points.
And he has enforced it. He's really done what he's supposed to do.
Well, no surprise here. Danny Hurley,
man, he works
discussing back and forth
from the minute he steps on the court to the minute he steps off.
Quakers with the ball, Cartwright inbounding, Belcourt, Bernardini, Rosen, Dougherty on the court.
Here comes the high screen for Zach Rosen, this time Fran Dougherty.
12 seconds between the game and shot clocks. Rosen here right on the wing, dribbles to the foul line with the left hand, back to that top of the arc. Pump fakes, pulls up, 10-footer, good for Zach Rosen. 65-63, 29 seconds flat to play.
All right, Celtics, now it is foul and hope for a miss. Your charts last year had all the guys' free throw information in them. I don't know anymore. So
here's the problem, dude, man.
I don't know who the good free throw shooters are. I'm going to go to my Penn scouting report, but you can bet that the four free throw shooters, who would be Williams, Thompson, Ortiz, and Parker, who's been on the bench forever, the ball's not going to go in their hands. If you're Danny Hurley, you're going to try and get the ball to Chris Martin, who shot it well. You're going to try and get the ball to Latif Rivers. We're trying to get the ball into the hands of the right guys, and this has to be a quick foul. And Patrick Lucas Perry in the game, one of the quicker Penn Quakers and more athletic, so he's probably going to double the ball and be the guy that takes the foul.
29 seconds to go. Ortiz inbounding, funneled to Murray, a foul, 28 2/10 of a second to go. Now, Vin Man, Wagner over the weekend on Saturday won Lafayette 76-70, and one of the key developments in that game, 9-for-10 were the Seahawks in the final 90 seconds of that game.
Well, you're hoping that they don't do that again. First free throws for Murray tonight. I'm surprised that wasn't called an intentional foul right there. Two shots in the ball. Could have ended the game like the guy did for the Temple game.
65-63. Right-handed shooting. Murray records his first free throw. Wagner now 15-for-18 from the foul line tonight, leaving 66-63. Fran Dougherty to the bench. Michael Hallett back in. 28 2/10 of a second to go. 3-point game. Murray trying to keep the pressure on.
Mike Hallett, probably your screener and a better shooter than Fran Dougherty if something is to present itself.
We're poised down the stretch for Wagner.
You watch guys take a long time to shoot free throws. They're like, there's no way this guy's got a shot. But Murray took his time and knocked it down.
67-63, Rosen gets the inbound, shot clock turned off, 23 seconds to go. Rosen gallops across the timeline, far left, looking to kick outside. Cartwright, near right for three, around the rim and out. 16 2/10 of a second to go, a foul on the floor committed by Wagner and Orlando Parker.
And he's now thinking about seeing him up.
4-point game, Penn has got to get one on the free throws here. So now, Vinman, 16 2/10 of a second ago. How do you scheme? Do you go for try for that first one? Still too much time left to try and see if you can get a rebound?
No, you have to make these first two. You got to get it to the point. There's way too much time left on the clock to try that. You get these first two and then play from there. You're going to foul. You're going to put somebody on the line. And at some point, you're hoping that there's a 1-for-2 on Wagner's end and you get a chance for a three.
16 2/10 of a second to go. Tyler Bernardini from the free throw line for the Quakers. Bernardini to the right with the right hand. Gets the first one to go. 67-64. Bernardini now 7-for-11 from the free throw line tonight. 14 points. Second on the team behind Zach Rosen's 23. To make it a 2-point game, shooting into the western end zone. Red and blue crew on the way. Good for Bernardini, 67-65. Ortiz looking inbound, and Rivers is wrapped up immediately by Patrick Lucas Perry out of Flint, Michigan.
Good quick foul by Patrick Lucas Perry. Only a second goes off the clock. So now Rivers going to make his way to the line. Latif Rivers 2-for-2 tonight, making him 20-for-24 for the year.
Good man, the Quakers coming off of a game against Ryder, a single-game season-high 10 three-pointers. Tonight, just 2-for-11 from the outside. Here is Rivers. First one is good with 15 4/10 of a second left. 68-65, Wagner.
Running out of time, so he's going to need a three at some point in the not-too-distant future.
Second one for the right-handed shooting, Rivers. Perfect. 69-65, 15 4/10 of a second to go. Rosen gets the inbound. 10 seconds left across the timeline. Rosen, far left, pulls up for three. Off the iron, tapped around, picked up by Thompson. Ahead to Murray. Thompson back to Murray at the horn. Hits And that punctuates a Wagner 71-65 victory over the Penn Quakers. Zach Rosen matched up with his former prep school head coach. And it's Danny Hurley and the Wagner Seahawks that take this one from the Penn Quakers, 71-65. The Quakers now 3-2. Wagner 4-1 for the first time since 2008-2009.
And give Wagner some credit for making their free throws down the stretch. Zach Rosen gets a decent look, but unable to make the three that would have extended this game a little bit farther. And I think they gave Wagner credit for a late one. And yep, they did. 71-65 the final. So just checking on that.
A really tough, scrappy, intense Wagner team takes down the Penn Quakers 71-65, red and blue, a two-game modest win streak over Wagner. Third straight win in this first matchup ever between the Penn Quakers and Wagner. Zach Rosen is sharing a final few words just under center court with his former high school head coach, Danny Hurley. The two very close. Rosen back to the locker room. Disappointment for him and the Quakers tonight. Penn 3-2. Get a day off and then right back at it against their tough intra-state non-conference opponent, the Pitt Panthers. Vinman and I will recap everything on the Independence Blue Cross Red and Blue Rewind post-game show. And then Betsy Deming. Who do we go to next? We have the great Tom Byrne. Tom Byrne and the X-Men, Jeremiah Trotter, right here on 950 ESPN. But we're going to talk about Penn basketball for a little while longer. 71-65, the final.
You on the air this whole time?
Yeah.
It's like the scene in Tropic Thunder.
You been talking to me this whole time?
It's kind of going and going. I was just kind of zoned out.
More coming up on the post-game show right after this. 71-65, Quakers lose it. Stu Wagner from Nelligan Sports, 10 Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN. It's the Penn Sports Network.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
Kindred Hospitals understand that when people are discharged from a traditional hospital, they often need continued care in order to recover completely. That's where we come in. Whether a patient is critically ill and dependent upon a ventilator, or needs specialized rehabilitative therapies to walk again after a knee or hip replacement, Kindred specializes in recovery and wellness. Recovery isn't simply a goal, it's our mission. For more information, visit kindredhospitals.com.
We'd like to welcome our newest addition to Franklin Field, Reese. Reese serves and caters delicious, all-natural, nutritionally balanced food and drink to people who care about their bodies. Come by for 100% vine-ripened crushed fruit smoothies, a variety of hot and cold coffee, espresso and teas, as well as freshly made sandwiches and salads to suit all tastes. For natural, nutrient-rich products that invigorate the body and mind, come to Reese, located on the north side of Franklin Field next to Gate 2. Greasy, your fountain of refreshment.
Picking up where the action left off, it's Red and Blue Rewind, presented by Comcast Sportsnet. Now bringing you a complete recap and reaction from coaches and players and analysis of the final set. Back to Vince Curran and Brian Seltzer.
Okay. A warm, sweltery night, man, here inside the plush. The Penn Quakers losing to Wagner in what was a tough scrap, a real intense Wagner team, really tried to muck it up against the Penn Quakers. And Wagner had just a little bit more than Penn tonight, winning 71-65. The Quakers now 3-2, while Wagner improves to 4-1 on the year.
And 18 turnovers for Penn ultimately dooms them. 19 for 25 from the free throw line, so Penn getting it done down the stretch, but Wagner 18 for 21 and just didn't miss when Penn needed them to miss one. Neither team going to send this game film to Springfield, Mass. For their offensive shooting proficiency. 40% for Wagner, 45% for Penn. And Penn battled. You see some positive things, and there was a chance there for Wagner to open it up a little bit, but Penn continued to fight, continued to battle, and I think this is a pretty good Wagner team that Penn unfortunately came out of it on the wrong side of it tonight.
71-65, the final score. One last look around the H&8 on the Comcast Sportsnet out-of-town scoreboard. And that's brought to you, of course, by our pals at Comcast Sportsnet. A final from earlier in the night, 79-71. Brown improves to 3-3 with a victory over 0-5 Monmouth. In fact, all these scores are now final. Yale drops to 2-2, losing at Seton Hall, 73-62. Seton Hall now up to 4-1. Princeton outdone by a point, 56-55. Mitch Henderson, first year with the orange and black,
but so what?
A 1-3 record.
Yes.
Columbia loses by 14 at Stony Brook. Columbia winless, 0-4. Delaware holds off Cornell, 72-64. Monte Ross and the Hens get their first win of the year. Cornell now 2-3, and right here at the Palestra, 71-65, Wagner drops Penn to 3-2 on the year, heading into a Hoop Group Classic weekend sequence against the Pitt Panthers and James Madison. That's your look around the H&8, brought to you by Comcast Sportsnet. Nobody does Philly college hoops better than our pals at Comcast Sportsnet. We'll run down the Kindred Healthcare leaderboard and dish out our play and player of the game coming up next as Red and Blue Rewind on the Comcast Sportsnet postgame show proceeds right after this on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Or you could not believe me, but that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You could try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys. Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories.
Penn fans, for the most up-to-date information on Penn Athletics, visit the new and improved official website of Penn Athletics at PennAthletics.com. Create your Quaker ePass today for a one-stop shop for merchandise, streaming, tickets, auctions, and more. You can watch exclusive videos, subscribe to podcasts, and also get the latest details on your favorite teams with blogs from Penn Athletics coaches and players. Go online today to the brand new PennAthletics.com.
In the sports arena, the greatest glory comes from success when it really counts. Kindred Hospitals knows that feeling. As one of Fortune Magazine's most admired companies for 2 years running, we offer high-intensity medical care at the most crucial points in our patients' lives. Our team is Kindred, our game is healing, and winning is recovery. We win a lot. Let the Kindred team help when it counts most. For more information, visit kindredhospitals.com.
Quakers fan, looking for the best meal deal in Philadelphia? Come on down to Abner's Cheesesteaks in University City. A Penn tradition, Abner's is located at 3818 Chestnut Street and is home to the best cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. The next time you're visiting historic Franklin Field, the Palestra, or anywhere else on the Penn campus, be sure to stop by Abner's Cheesesteaks in University City, a proud supporter of Penn Athletics.
Wrapping up the post-game show here on the Penn Sports Network. The Penn Quakers lose at 71-65 to Wagner tonight. The Red and Blues overall record slips to 3-2. Wagner now 4-1, along with the Vin Man Vince Curran, Brian Seltzer on site. Wrapping up the post-game show. Time now to run down the Kindred Healthcare leaderboard in the post-game show. And Vin Man in a matchup against his former prep school head coach, Zach Rosen. I mean, he scrapped and battled in the first half, but in the second half, started to pile some more points on there. And Zach Rosen finishing with a game-high 23 points. Fourth time in five games this year, he has reached or surpassed the 20-point mark.
Can't complain with what Zach Rosen gave you tonight, except maybe for the five turnovers, and I think a couple of them he got blamed for that weren't actually on him, but 23 points, 10 for 10 from the free throw line. Just kind of kept Penn in it and kept Penn fighting. And unfortunately, at the end, Wagner just had a little bit too much.
Tyler Bernardini finishing with 15, 3 for 7 from the floor, 8 for 12 from the free throw line. While Miles Cartwright, 9 points for the Quakers. leading rebounder, a shared distinction between Fran Doherty and Miles, I beg your pardon, Rob Belcourt, each with six. Leading scorer for the Wagner Seahawks was Latif Rivers, relative of E.B. Jabber, who was in the house for the game tonight. Went 6-for-9 from the floor, 2-for-3 from the outside. Field goal shooting overall, the Penn Quakers outdid Wagner 45% to 40%, but it was Wagner from the outside, a big difference in a tight game for the most part. 7-11 from the outside for Wagner, the Quakers 2-for-13, Wagner 18-for-21 from the free throw line, Penn 19-for-25, the Quakers out-rebounding Monmouth by 1, 28-27. In a game that the Wagner Seahawks took 71-65, that is the Kindred Hospital team with the Kindred Healthcare leading scorers leaderboard. Kindred Hospital providing high-intensity medical care for patients needing extended recovery time. Look for at kindredhospitals.com. Time now, Vin Man, to move along to the PICO Play of the Game, brought to you by PICO Energy Net and Ever.
Of them to win this game, and unfortunately they didn't make enough of them, but I think that the Zach Rosen one late that gave Penn the lead probably my PICO play of the game.
We're talking, of course, about Zach Rosen doing his thing, a shot from the outside to really put Penn in a solid position going down the stretch. Rosen for a second, Zach got it back. Zach pulls up near right.
Wow.
From the outside, what a three. Penn within one, 46-47. 46-47, the Quakers were able to swap a handful of leads down the stretch. Ultimately, this game, amazing good man. Eight ties, 11 lead changes, but Wagner winning it by a final of 71-65. That your PICO play of the game, brought to you by PICO Energy, now more than ever with you every step of the way, a terrific longtime partner of Penn Athletics. Vin Man, that brings us to the one and only Smokey Joe's player of the game.
Henry Brooks.
I like it.
Henry Brooks just came, you know, I mean, Zach Rosen gives you what Zach Rosen gives you, right? And no surprise. That, I mean, you shouldn't say no surprise. He's playing at such a high level. You say, hey, what's Zach going to give you tonight? Well, he's going to give you 23 points, 4 or 5 assists, 4 or 5 rebounds, a couple of steals. So, and he gave you that, right? But the revelation, I thought, was Henry Brooks. He had a couple of rebounds. I thought he was huge on the defensive end. I thought his athleticism in the front court added another dimension. I thought he did a good job of not fouling when he got into the game. It was the last time out against Ryder. He was a little bit more, he got himself caught up a little bit early. I'm sorry, not the last time out, but two times ago against Ryder. So the more you see of Henry, the more you go, we might have something here. So Henry Brooks, my Smokey Joe's player of the game, Celtics.
Probably wouldn't call it raw potential, just flat-out potential for Henry.
Yeah,
Brooks.
I mean, he's got some skills. You can tell he knows how to play. He knows how to hedge. He knows how to defend. He's got good sense. He does a lot of little things well. And, yeah, I think he's going to be somebody Quaker fans can be excited about.
Henry Brooks, the Smokey Joe's player of the game, and is brought to you, Vin Man, by
Smokey Joe's, Brian.
Which is
the Penn-stitution.
That's right, we're reversing things and changing up here tonight on a Tuesday, November the 22nd. Smokey Joe's Penstitution. Vin Man, where can you find Smokey Joe's?
I know exactly where Smokey Joe's is, Brian, and everybody listening to this broadcast at this point, except maybe the Axeman back in the studio, knows where Smokey Joe's is. But I'm going to give you credit for, I'm going to give you a little directions anyway. You go west on Walnut Street to 40th Street, you hang a left, and it's about halfway down the block. On your right, and to use your word, proprietored by the great Paul Ryan, Smokey Joe's at Penn Institution before and after games, right? Did I get the read right?
Since 1933.
There you go, maybe that's what I meant.
Is the type of live dropping you get from a true broadcasting professional.
Outstanding, Celtics.
Next broadcast of Penn Men's Basketball on the Penn Sports Network will be this Friday night. Post-Friday Thanksgiving matchup against number 16 Pitt. 7 o'clock tip-off right here at the Pluster as the 5th annual Philadelphia Hoop Group Classic continues Penn 2-0 in the round robin. Pitt played against LaSalle tonight. So Vinman, cross-state clash. Pitt here in the Palestra led by Jamie Dixon. Should be a lot of fun.
Should be a lot of fun, and it doesn't get any easier. We thought that Wagner was tough and physical and aggressive tonight. You can bet that Pitt's going to be the same way, and James Madison after that, and Villanova after that. Wait, who am I missing there? Maris? Who's next Tuesday? Maris?
Villanova's the third, and then
Maris
it goes Pitt, JMU, Manhattan is
Manhattan,
UCLA, so.
So, yeah, pretty. You and I are going to get to see a lot of one another for the next couple of weeks, Celtic.
No, well, there's maybe one of them, but very close, high up on that list, man, among people that I would choose to spend my time with. So now, a programming note for Friday. For the first time in a long time, we're going to be on 990 WNTP AM for the Friday night game against the Pitt Panthers. Once again, if you're listening in the terrestrial area in Philadelphia, 990 AM WNTP. As always, online, PennAthletics.com. We will not have a Penn Sports Network video feed for that. We'll turn to our friends at Comcast Sportsnet. Then, Matt.
Selfie.
You, Alexandra Grace, Callie, and your entire family have a terrific Thanksgiving.
To you as well, Brian.
Thanks, good man. And to all of you listening out there, have a great, relaxing, enjoyable holiday on Thursday. Truly one of the best days of the year, and we'll talk to you on Friday. Quakers and Pitt from the Flushka. This broadcast has been authorized and rights granted by the University of Pennsylvania's Division of Recreation and Intercollegiate Athletics Department to Inelegant Sports Marketing. The accounts and descriptions of this broadcast may not be retransmitted in any form without the express written consent of Nelligan Sports Marketing. The executive producer of Penn Men's Basketball on the Penn Sports Network is Mike Felici. The coordinating producer is Nicole Schwartz. And now for our studio coordinator, Betsy Deming, and for my partner, the Vin Man, Vince Kern, Brian Seltzer, saying so long from the cholesterol. Have an outstanding Thanksgiving with those closest to you, and we'll talk to you Friday right here on the Penn Sports Network.
University of Pennsylvania Men's Basketball on the Penn Sports Network from Nelligan Sports has been presented by Bank of America, Bank of Opportunity, Coca-Cola and Coke Zero, real Coke taste, zero calories, Independence Blue Cross, here for you every step of the way, Holiday Inn, look again at Holiday Inn Historic District for your stay in Philadelphia, Kindred Healthcare, Kindred Hospitals, dedicated to hope, healing, and recovery. Eco, we put our energy into you. Penn Orthopedics, ranked best in the region by U.S. News and World Report. For the most comprehensive coverage of the preceding event, including a recap report, final stats, video highlights, and coach and player post-game interviews, log on to PennAthletics.com.
This concludes the Penn Sports Network's coverage of Penn basketball against Wagner on 950 ESPN. We now join the Tom Burns Show, already in progress on 97.5 The Fanatic and 950 ESPN.
Well, I think it helps him that he has Tom Brady, but I think Hernandez could do some things. You know, Welker on third down could be tough to stop, too. Now, in the offseason, the Eagles prepared themselves for these sort of scenarios.